pretty much no foreign holidays, and working a six-day week. People were happier in 1957 than they are now. I find that astonishing, absolutely fascinating. I'm wondering, 1957, you were just a twinkle.
3 minutes to eight.
You were just a twinkle in your parents' eyes. You didn't exist then, did you?
John,
you might have had work done. I don't know.
I mean, I have had work done, but, you know, that was like sort of patio and stuff.
That wasn't on your face.
It doesn't really count.
Well, I don't know. You could be ageing well. I don't know. Do you think it's fascinating, this notion of people being happier in 1957 than in 2017?
Well, I think there's something in that. I mean, it's simpler times, isn't it? Simpler times. You could leave your back door open or something, probably.
Deep sighs all round. Mm-hmm. Mr. John Holmes, I'm not going to ask you for punishment for that. I'm not
going
to ask you.
Food.
What's coming up? No one is talking about anything in this country other than burnt food.
Burned missiles.
Theresa May has been saved on the Trident issue.
By burnt food.
It'll exactly.
Come back. She won't get away with it.
She won't get away with it. Anyway, that's John Holmes. He's here with you from 1 o'clock. Take you through the afternoon. I'm back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Don't forget Paul Ross here with all your breakfast show news live on air on Talk Radio from 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Have a great afternoon. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew? If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
With Jet2.com, you can choose from 58 amazing destinations, including daily flights to Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga and Mallorca. You can fly from as little as £42. Plus, enjoy a huge 22 kilograms baggage allowance. No wonder we've been ranked the UK's top airline on TripAdvisor. And new from this spring, you can go direct from London, Stansted and Birmingham. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person one way, including taxes. Charges may apply, subject to availability and normal conditions.
Landlords, Direct Line guarantees to be other insurers' renewal premiums for the same cover. Can your insurance do that? Switch to Direct Line Landlord. New customers only. Qualifying criteria apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Get ready for 7 days of fabulous in the sun. That's 7 days of fashion, 7 days of fitness tips, 7 days of celebrity interviews and real life stories. Pick up the sun for your fix of fabulous every Monday to Saturday and your glossy fabulous mag on Sunday. Don't miss it. Every day in the sun.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
All right, then I will. It's 1 o'clock. Good afternoon. Monday of all days. It is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news now.
Thanks, John. Coming up, PM was told about Trident missile test, confusion over roasting risks, and Madonna defends Trump comments.
Talk Radio.
Downing Street has revealed Theresa May was told a Trident missile test was successful. It's after claims there's been a cover-up of the warhead malfunctioning last summer, just weeks before the Prime Minister asked MPs to renew the system. SNP MP Angus McNeill has told Talk Radio it doesn't look good.
Theresa May knows full well these aren't just any ordinary missiles. These are very expensive missiles that are there to carry nuclear weapons, and this is deeply embarrassing for her and deeply embarrassing for the political posture she adopts when it comes to nuclear weapons.
A woman has been jailed for 9 years for planning to let a paedophile attack her 7-year-old daughter. She exchanged dozens of messages with 54-year-old Stuart Bailey from Pontypridd, including naked pictures of the girl. He has been sentenced to 13 years in prison. Recommendations that we don't overcook toast, chips or roast potatoes are being criticised. Scientists say cooking them at high temperatures can produce more of a chemical that's a potential danger. But GP Ellie Cannon has told Talk Radio the evidence is disputed because it's only been tested on mice.
Cancer Research UK today have said that people must remember that no link specifically yet has been identified for humans, first of all. Second of all, whatever the link may be, we haven't had it quantified yet.
Thick fog is affecting thousands of air passengers in southern England. Almost 200 flights have been cancelled at airports. And Madonna insists she's not a violent person after telling women's rights demonstrators in Washington she'd thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House. Millions gathered in cities around the world to protest against new US President Donald Trump.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Freezing.
Yep.
Hi, John.
Did you go on the march? You're a woman, apparently. Have you gone on the march?
I'd like to say I'm definitely a woman.
All right.
No, I didn't. I was working.
Were you? Would you have marched?
Do you know
shoulder
what?
Shoulder to padded shoulder with Madonna?
Why padded shoulders?
Well, like one of her 80s videos.
Well, she's not rocking that look still.
Right.
We know that. Do you know what? In hindsight, I was like, oh, yeah, that would have been quite fun.
Yeah.
But I didn't go out there.
Don't care.
How about you? Did you march on behalf of women's rights?
No.
Why not?
I was... what day was it on?
Saturday.
Busy. I would have done, though. If I'd been in London, well, you know, I'd have gone for a walk around, a look, placards, etc.
Well, they had protests before that as well on the Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they're dropping the banners from bridges. You didn't join in on that, though, did you?
I was at work.
No, but it happened before you started.
Did you join on that?
No.
And you are one.
I'm a what, sorry?
A woman one.
I'm a woman. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that one wasn't specifically women.
Oh, wasn't it? Okay.
That was just, you know.
Fine.
Yeah.
Do you feel oppressed? Broadly.
Broadly, no, probably. Fine. But oh. I do think that women should be treated equally.
Yep.
Yeah.
You are around here, so that's good news.
But am I?
In here, certainly.
Okay, thanks, John.
Welcome.
I've still got to do the weather.
Well, it's your right as a woman.
Well, it's my right as a newsreader.
Yep. But a woman newsreader. I mean, men newsreaders get to do the weather, and so do women newsreaders.
Yeah.
If that isn't equality, I don't know what is. Here's Victoria with the weather.
Thanks, John.
She's got the weather. She's a woman.
Is that it?
Yep.
Okay. Freezing fog, slow to lift across parts of the Midlands and southern England. Otherwise cold with some sunshine, highs of 9 degrees.
Can we hear you roar?
No.
Okay.
Don't really feel like it.
All right, it's fine. It's all right. Not
what about
like
you as a man? Can you roar?
Yeah, sometimes.
Can we hear it?
No, I'm being equal with you and not doing it.
What happens if I said I would do it if you did it first?
Rawr.
Well, that's rubbish.
Well, you do it.
Rawr! You got to...
See?
You know, big and powerful.
See? Women are stronger. You can roar better than men. Here's Ben. He's a man with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Arsenal boss Arsene Wenger will learn today if he'll be punished by the FA for pushing the fourth official. He shoved Anthony Taylor after being sent to the stands late on in their 2-1 Premier League win over Burnley. Wenger regrets the incident and has apologised, saying he should have shut up and gone home. Sunderland's Papi Gilabogi has been charged with violent conduct by the FA after an incident late on in Saturday's defeat at West Brom. The defender appeared to swing his arms towards the face of Baggies midfielder Darren Fletcher. It was missed by referee Craig Pawson, but caught on video. The Senegalese international, who was sent off against Hull earlier in the season, faces a potential 4-match ban if found guilty of the charge. Finally, tennis. British women's number one Johanna Konta will face Serena Williams in the quarterfinals of the Australian Open after beating Ekaterina Makarova 6-1, 6-4. Elsewhere, Rafa Nadal beat Gael Monfils in 4 sets. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Ben there. You to be a woman, so that's fair. Right, 6 minutes past 1 o'clock, let's get on with the programme.
Talk Radio.
At Honda, we say why business or pleasure. Our CR-V offers both. Smart technology and a sense of luxury have made it one of the world's best-selling SUVs. Yet it's the ideal company car too, with great safety features and contract hire packages that mean a 1.6 SE Plus starts from £185 a month. Ask our fleet specialists about Honda for your business and pleasure.
Honda contract hire rentals for business users only. 3-year contract illustration based on 6 months rentals in advance followed by 35 monthly payments. 10,000 miles per annum, non-maintained and no metallic paint. Excludes VAT at 20%. You will not own the vehicle at the end of the contract. Additional charges may apply. For full terms and conditions, visit honda.co.uk/contract hire.
Call straight to air for the last 15 minutes of the week and then Talk Radio shuts down and it doesn't start again until Monday at 1 o'clock when John Holmes comes on.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Talk Radio, I am what that bit of production just said. Cornelius is down there now.
Yep, we're rolling.
I'm very influenced by Paul Daniels' brother, Jack.
This noise is just me blowing up.
And then glued the hair of their victims to his face.
I'm sure.
Modern. This is Talk Radio. John Holmes here, Talk Radio. Donald Trump.
He forced a woman in the crowd to come up and give it a tug.
It's not real, it's manufactured, but they... Onto 12 dozen star-spangled mattresses. 8 minutes past three, a listener has called a number. The number that the listener has called is 1,000.
Donald says he's gonna build a wall.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century. Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am mounted on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
Hey there, you. Good afternoon, then, and welcome. Welcome to you as we march now like women, not on cities around the world, but onto your radio, holding aloft placards, which aren't really placards at all, more some poor quality budget-style radio features, some talking out loud, and some adverts for TradePoint and Selco. It's Talk Radio. It's in the afternoons then, whereupon I am John Holmes. And as we, just as with the government's covered-up cock-up of a missile test, here we are in much the same way, starting off with good intentions, assuming we've aimed today's show correctly at discerning listeners who have tuned in for high-end debate and an in-depth analysis of the news, only to find that, as with the government's trident test, we've pointed it in completely the wrong direction. And it'll probably go horribly wrong. By the way, here's something for you if you're a new listener. A special welcome to you this afternoon if you've tuned into this show for the first time. I have checked, and this show now has millions of listeners. Millions. Far more than any previous show that's ever been in the afternoon. In fact, this is now the most listened to afternoon radio show, both here and around the globe. We have huge listening figures, and we'd like to thank today each and every one of you for tuning in and making those numbers so large. We'd also especially like to thank Donald Trump's team for running the numbers for us. The evidence couldn't be clearer, so thank you very much. Obviously, Donald Trump very much in the news again today. As I think he said, and I think this is right, that people who are too brown, anything kind of above a sort of golden glowing orange level, I think, Donald Trump said, people who are too brown give you cancer. Toast, roast potatoes, brown people. That's what Donald Trump has said. Which apparently is why he's going to deport them all now that he's president. Not to mention the roast potatoes problem. Bloody roast potatoes coming over here, taking our health.
Anyway!
Hello. In the spirit, then, of the weekend's Women's March to Togetherness, let us now together advance on the gap between now and 4 o'clock. Headline hijack's on the way, as you'd expect it to be. That's what happens on a weekday afternoon, isn't it? We make up some news together. We put it in the news at 2 o'clock. It's there, masquerading as truth. It's basically fake news. Fake news, the media peddle lies, says Donald Trump. Yes, well, say we. Yes, we do. And we've been doing it every day since we started. Way ahead of the curve. At 2 o'clock every day, Victoria's mouth, it's this mouth.
This mouth.
Will say the news, but out of it also will come a made-up lie. We call it headline hijack. We do it to confuse the people who aren't listening to this bit. 87222 is...
Start your message with the word tool.
...is your number. At Talk Radio on Twitter is the Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Slow on that one, won't you? Yeah. We'll also be inducting a lonely luncher into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Of course, if you're lunching alone, don't be. Don't be alone. Allow us to help. Allow us to pull you through it. Lonelylunch at talkradio.co.uk is the email. You'll get a gift prize, a souvenir for your time with us, and the possibility of idle, if awkward, chit, and I'm going to be so bold as to say chat, as you simply come on the phone from wherever you're lunching alone and talk us through why, and then just, you know, chat about stuff. Maybe having some brown toast in a sort of sort of throwing caution to the wind and having some burnt toast with a roast potato on it. Let us know. Lonely Lunch at TalkRadio.co.uk. Today, our work experience in the office is Sophie. She will be taking a break from the usual duties of making tea or taking the post to reception or fluffing Julia Hartley Brewer to sit here right in front of the microphones and review some television for us. That's us there, reaching out a helping hand to the next generation of broadcasters. More importantly, their work experience, which means we don't have to pay them. Naturally, we'll also be analysing the day's big stories. And we'll be doing it through the medium of Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus on the way. We'll be out on the streets to find out what the people think. What do the people think today? We've been asking them if they think honey roasted parsnips or collars. What do you think? Do you think either of those things? Let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with collars or honey roasted parsnips.
Well done. Big debate at 3, the Diversity Paper Review later, as a different diversity each day talks us through the papers, making us the most diverse programme on the radio. And we have a guest this afternoon in the shape of US comedian Chris Gattard. He'll be here to plug something once again. It's PR that he's paid for, dressed up as an interview, that's what it is. And as part of our helpful nature, later we'll be giving another Kickstarter project a kick up the arse by inviting its hopeful dreamer onto the radio to tell us A, why they want your coin, and B, why their ludicrous crowdfunding idea might just work. Maybe you've got an idea that you want funded via crowdfunding. Perhaps you've got an idea for a roast potato that cures cancer. Or a nuclear missile that goes in the right direction. I know, crazy dream. But anyway, if you've got one, allow us to help you. Get in touch. Use your way. Ginger Dave not with us today. Ginger Dave not producing. He's still on the women's march. Trying to get any stragglers into his van. Asprod Cass is through the glass. She's through the
miserable window.
Hi, Cass.
Hi.
Yeah. You all right there? She spent the weekend marching for equal rights for angry northern goth witches. Marta's on the buttons today. Marta.
Hello.
Victoria's got news in her pocket. She's got weather in her feet.
I don't have a pocket.
Okay. For research, paid intern Cornelius.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, he's eating toast that we've had under a grill for 5 hours now. In a kind of game of bread roulette, just to see what happens. I am John Holmes. Welcome along. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons from Talk Radio. And good afternoon to Mickey as well, who's just texted in saying he absolutely loves the show. And it's the best thing he's heard. He's new to the show. He absolutely loves it. Look there. No, I'm not a clown. Let's start off with some music linking us towards today's big story. It's 1:15. You're listening to Talk Radio. Stranglers.
Texture like sun, lays me down with my mind. She runs throughout the night. No need to fight, never a frown with golden brown. Every time, just like the last, on her ship, tied to the mast. To distant lands, takes both my hands, never a frown with golden brown. Temptress, through the ages she's heading west. From far away, stays for a day, never a frown with golden brown.
To link us to today's big story, of course, that's what we do, we play a song. Because it's production colour and segues one part of the show, the menu, into the next part of the big story. today we do it with the Stranglers and Golden Brown, but of course from it you have to try and work out what the big story is. Play along at home. Cornelius, I know you're it's a tricky one, this, actually. I'll give you that.
The Stranglers.
Yes.
Is there another one on the loose?
No.
No?
No.
Good.
No.
Good.
It's not a Stranglers.
Great news.
Yeah. Great news for everyone who doesn't like being murdered.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good news for everyone. Yeah.
Did they ever catch that cat strangler in South London?
Donald Trump?
No.
He would grab cats, apparently.
Yeah, yeah. Golden Brown?
Yes.
Is it brown? Golden?
Yes.
I think it's too easy today. It's the food.
It's the food, yeah. I'm easing you into the week, you see. Some of them aren't cryptic at all.
Ease me in.
Yeah. Of course, we know that the Food Standards Agency have said we should, and I quote, go for gold rather than brown. Bit racist. Food racist agency, more like. They've told us to reject brown, and I don't think that's appropriate in this day and age, to be honest with you, not with Trump in charge of America and, you know, all the post-Brexit racism that there's been. I don't think it's the wrong time to tell us this. So, don't eat burnt toast. Don't over-roast a potato. That's the news, because it will give you cancer this week. That's the thing that gives you cancer. Last week it was probably red wine or something. Anyway, we'll find out, of course, how true all of this is. We're going to need a guest to talk to about Bernie Food. Hopefully, Cass will find someone called Bernie Food. Hi, Cass. She's through the glass. The assistant producer through the glass. It's her job to get a guest.
Hello.
Could you get
My headphone. I can't hear.
Happy Monday, Cass.
Oh, no, there we go. Hello.
That was almost cheerful. Could you get us a guest, please? Someone called Bernie Food, maybe, if there's anyone called that.
I know Bernie Sanders.
Is he available?
No.
Okay. Can you get us just someone else, then? Talk about the burnt food.
Okay.
Great. Right, 20 past one, we'll talk burnt food cancer next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
Time for Sounds Fantastic, so what's this sound?
We love our car, we love to drive around. We love our car, we drive it up and down.
You guessed it, that was an excerpt from Carmen.
But what's this?
So compare.
That's the sound that's been telling millions of drivers where to check out the cost of their motor insurance.
If you want to decide, it should be your favorite. GoCompare.com is right up there.
Sounds fantastic.
I'm Tom. I'm in year 11. I was always getting told off for talking. So I thought about the debating team. Now I'm thinking about university.
I put the debating team flyer in his desk. Was sick of telling him to pipe down. I wanted to put his voice to better use. Now he's thinking about university. I teach year 11. I'm Mr. Corbett.
Apply now and you could get a £25,000 tax-free training bursary to teach subjects like maths and languages. Search Get Into Teaching. Subject to eligibility. Selected subjects only.
Hurry! Special introductory savings on selected sofas end today at DFS. Better be quick!
Businesses like our cars come in all shapes and sizes. There can be just one of you. Or two of you. Five of you. Or even 100 of you. It's why we designed the stylish and spacious Mazda 3, the large and luxurious Mazda 6, and the versatile Mazda CX-5. So whatever size business you are, there's a Mazda to suit. All designed around you, so you and your car feel as one. Monthly rental prices start at £159 for the Mazda 3. Search Mazda for more details. Mazda. Drive together.
T's and C's apply. Initial rental of £954. All rentals exclude VAT at 20%. £159 per month includes £500 dealer contribution. Finance subject to status. 18s and over. Guarantee may be required. Mazda Financial Services contract hire.
Now at TradePoint. Tarmac Pulse Mix Concrete, just £2.90 per 20 kilogram bag. Hurry, when it's gone, it's gone. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade on.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Northbound M3 has a lane closed on the exit slip road due to a broken down lorry at Junction 7 for Basingstoke. Londonbound M3, there's a lane closed due to an accident between Junction 3 for Bagshot and 2 for the M25. Northbound M61, there's two lanes closed due to a vehicle fire between Junction 6 for Horwich and 8 for Chorley. And the M5 Avonmouth Bridge has a lane closed due to a police incident on the northbound side between Junction 19 for Portishead and 18A for the M49. I'm Andrew Challoner.
It's louder than rock versus metal, more dramatic than parents versus teenagers, and more historic than Athens versus Sparta. It's the rivalry to end all rivalries, the showdown to end all showdowns. It's epic savings on car insurance versus epic savings on energy bills. Go to Money Supermarket to see where you could save most. Britain, you're so Money Supermarket.
Delaney, live at Drive on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. It's an A to Z of original afternoon entertainment with the most well-connected man in radio.
Give it some lip.
Big opinions, massive guests, all the top stories. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney. Delaney, live at Drive.
Honk if you're Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio, 23 minutes past at afternoon time, and a lot of your reactions have been coming into the studio. We are, of course, open to your reactions, however you want to get them to us. You can use the traditional method. You can use a text, which is 8732.
Starting message with a word tool.
You can use a modern method like Twitter, which is a Twitter thing at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
You can use a letter. You could write a letter to us, put it in the post or something. You could buzz snappers it or something, probably. So pigeon, put a tie a reaction to a pigeon and send it here. What's been coming in, Corey?
Lots of pigeons coming in. John, maybe Donald Trump is right and all the people who went to his inauguration, were there were more, they were just a lot smaller because his hands are really small. Yeah. So they may have appealed to them.
Yeah.
John, were you in Washington on Friday? That message ends.
Key reactions coming.
Look, I've got another one.
All right.
John, I hate the Portuguese and think their chicken is disgusting. That's coming from two people, Steve and Alan. So thanks very much, Steve and Alan.
Thanks very much for that. Keep your reactions coming in this direction. Let's talk about today's big story. It would seem then, according to today's news, that if a Trident nuclear missile goes off by accident near you, then the chances are that the fallout could give you cancer. Toast, roast potatoes, chips, crisps, the deadly radioactive cloud caused by a government missile going wrong. All of these things can cause cancer, according to a report that's been reported in all the reports in all of the papers this morning. Knowing that roast potatoes can be deadly has, of course, led to calls today for the government to scrap the entire Trident missile programme in favour of stockpiling roast potatoes with which to bombard rogue nations on the grounds that overseas ovens in which to overcook the death spuds are cheaper to own and run than 20,000-ton nuclear submarines. Aunt Bessie, who is, of course, a spokes-aunt for the Ministry of Defence's new roast potato division, has told Talk Radio that the UK's new spud missiles, which are like Scud missiles but with a P, are a necessary deterrent against the likes of North Korea, who are known to have been carrying out underground tests with overcooked oven chips. But what are we to make of this deadly food that's in the news? It's warning us today. I personally thought we were sick of being told what we can and can't do by people who think they know what's best for us, hence Brexit and Trump. But let's find out exactly where we are with the story that everyone's talking about today. On the line, joining us now is Fiona Osgun. She's Cancer Research's UK Senior Health Information Officer. Hello there, Fiona.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. I'm good, thank you, because I obviously I haven't eaten any roast potatoes this morning or licked any burnt toast. Where are we then? We're seeing all about it in the news. The story is as well, there's no actual evidence to back this up. Tell us the truth, Fiona.
Well, the Food Standards Agency has sort of released this report. And it's really, you're right, in terms of the evidence for acrylamide, which is the chemical that people are worried about in foods like toast and potatoes that have been fried or roasted. There's evidence in animals, but we haven't seen the same type of evidence come through in studies that looked at people. So it's really important to keep this in perspective. So it's really about giving people this information rather than comparing it to something that we have, you know, great evidence for, like smoking or alcohol or weight.
Yeah. Okay. So certainly the advice is not to feed chips to mice then. That's,
No. And maybe if you're having something like chips or roast potatoes every day or several times a week, it might be a good idea to think about cutting back on those types of food broadly, because that's generally a good idea for your diet anyway, to get a good balance and not having very high calorie dense foods like roast potatoes and chips, lots and lots.
Yeah.
But rather swapping to maybe a different carbohydrate. So, you know, swapping for rice or pasta a couple of days a week would be a good idea.
Yeah.
Rather than loading up on things which tend to be
bad for you anyway.
Exactly, yeah. So lots of the things that have very high levels of acrylamide are things like cakes, biscuits, crisps, chips. And we all really know that that's not a great idea to eat lots of those anyway.
Yeah.
So it's just another reason to enjoy a healthy, balanced diet.
It's funny when often the news agenda, when it goes, will throw up a word that we're not familiar with, acrylamide now being the sort of buzzword of the day, I suppose. How come it's taken this long, given that, you know, I've been burning toast for years, and potatoes for that matter, how come it's taken this long for it sort of to get into the public arena?
Well, it's really the research does take time for us to do really good, high quality research. You know, you've got to follow people for several years or decades, and you've got to reproduce results. So it takes time for all of that to come together and to get a good picture of what's happening in humans, in animals, in cells, and pull it all together. So it's really that takes the time.
When they are sort of testing on mice or whatever it might be, what's the procedure? I'm assuming they don't give toast to mice, so they must be injecting them with acrylamide or something. How is it done?
Yeah, so usually animal studies would take a purer form of whatever it is that we're interested in and feed them very high levels of it. So in this case, it would be very high levels of acrylamide. Whereas obviously in people, we tend to do things like asking them what types of food they eat, how often they eat them, and then following those people for many years.
Yeah. And is it a case then that we should sort of, although obviously it's the headlines and the tabloids' job to sort of scaremonger this around a bit, I realise, but what you're saying is we don't need to start worrying about it particularly, unless we're eating excess of it anyway. We can just sort of carry on as we were, as long as we're being sensible, right?
Yeah, it might be a good point to sort of take a pause and think, if I'm having 7 roast potatoes with my Sunday dinner, do I maybe want to only have 3 or 4? Do I want to cut back on how many times I'm having a biscuit each week?
Yeah.
But it's really goes back to the old adage of everything in moderation.
Yeah.
So you can enjoy these foods. We're not saying never eat a roast potato again, because obviously that brings a lot of people a lot of joy. But it's really just about balance.
There's a lot of talk this morning as well about the colour of it being, so golden brown is fine, we're told. But anything sort of, I mean, it's almost going to come to the case where eventually toasters won't go up that high. As Jeff's just texted in saying, if you weren't supposed to eat burnt food, God wouldn't have put higher settings on toasters. But that's the point, isn't it? Is this a case of the state interfering? Will it go down that route again, going, right, okay, toasters will only cook to that? I mean, you just put it in twice, clearly, but you know what I mean? Is it, you know, is this a bit of a nanny state issue, would you say?
Well, I think that it's really just about giving people that information. So no one's saying that people shouldn't be having these foods or cutting them out entirely. It's more just that people should know kind of what risks might be associated, and then they can make an informed decision, then kind of balance up how big that risk feels for them versus how much they want to eat a food. And the, going back to the golden brown colour, that's kind of a marker of how much acrylamide is present. So sort of the darker it is, the higher the levels are likely to be.
All right. Look, thanks very much indeed. And final question, of course, has just come in as a good point. I know we said smoking is dangerous, but food's sort of okay in moderation. What about smoked salmon?
There's no good evidence that smoked salmon's anything to worry about, so I can reassure you on that point.
Good news. Fiona, thank you very much for talking to us and taking the time. That's Fiona Osgun. She's Cancer Research's Senior Health Information Officer, with some senior health information for you there, which is basically just whenever these sort of stories crop up anyway, it's a case of just go, well, you know, just be sensible then.
Mm.
Are you tearing up paper over there?
Yeah, sorry, I need to write a little note.
Okay. Do you want me to wait till you've done that? Or should I just
carry on. It's the production note for outside.
You sure?
Yeah.
You don't want to read it out so the entire class finds out what you've been doing?
No.
During the show?
Honestly, it's fine.
Not concentrating?
I am concentrating. It's for the next bit of the show.
All right, fine. Anyway, if you've got a reaction, whether or not you are one of these people who feeds chips to mice, the advice there, as you heard from Fiona, is don't do that. 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
What's in your note?
It's a URL.
Oh, yeah, so it is. Didn't it? Mushroom tube was still a thing. It's 1:32. Victoria's got the news next.
Talk Radio.
Downing Street says Theresa May was told an apparent failed Trident missile test was successful when she came into office last year. It reportedly malfunctioned off the coast of Florida in June, but the government insists the weapons capability are not in question. Conservative James Gray, who's on the Commons Defence Committee, says it's right the details were kept quiet.
I think actually everything to do with Trident ought to be secret and shouldn't be announced to the world, whether it be successful or not. There are only five tests in the last 20 years or something, so it's very infrequent tests. I think they ought to be kept secret, and the Americans do and the Russians do, and therefore we should do too.
A woman who was going to let a paedophile rape her seven-year-old daughter has been jailed for 9 years. Cardiff Crown Court had the woman plan the attack with a man in a series of text messages and bought sleeping pills to drug the girl. He has been jailed for 13 years. A health warning that eating burnt toast or brown roast potatoes could cause cancer is being criticised. The Food Standards Agency is advising starchy foods should only be cooked until they're golden, but Cancer Research UK says no link's been proven. Almost 200 flights in the south of England have been grounded because of freezing fog. Passengers due to fly today are being advised to check with their airlines before leaving for the airport. Gambia's outgoing leader has been accused of loading more than $9 million of cash onto his private jet as he left the country to go into exile. Advisers to the new president say the coffers are virtually empty. And Hull says midfielder Ryan Mason has been speaking to club officials in hospital after an incident that left him with a fractured skull. He needed an operation after clashing heads with Chelsea's Gary Cahill during their 2-0 Premier League defeat. The weather: freezing fog, slow to lift across parts of the Midlands and southern England. Otherwise, cold with some sunshine. Highs of 9 degrees is more in half an hour. Any, or actually around 25 minutes.
Any news, Victoria, on Madonna's missile tests? I understand Madonna has tried to launch a missile at the White House but it's gone wrong and veered off in the wrong direction. Is there any more news on that yet?
Before that may or may not have happened, she said that she was not actually a violent person.
Yep, she's threatened to blow something up.
Mm-hmm.
She's a terrorist. Madonnaist.
Doesn't have the same
Mabomber.
Terradonna.
Oh, that's good.
Mabomber.
Cornelius.
Good.
Not John.
Right. So, if Madonna blows anything up, we will bring you that news, of course, throughout the afternoon. Victoria, we're back with bonus news today as well in around an hour's time.
What is it today?
Hey.
Mineral, I think.
Nah, I think it's animal, isn't it?
Is it? Like that. As a bonus, she has to bring us animal, vegetable and mineral news on successive days. It's Monday, we'll let you do animals. Fine.
Thanks.
Great. All right, so it should be vegetable news, really, shouldn't it, though? Because of potatoes and parsnips and so forth. All not being the right colour. All giving us the death. So,
yeah, but whenever I... So, for instance, I do an animal story in my news.
Yes.
And then it's animal news day and I do the same story in the animal news. Yep. You tell me off. So... surely the same would apply for vegetables or mineral needs. Never mind.
All right. So that's all happening at some point later, of course, on the programme. Yes. So in this next bit of it, though, headline hijack, fake news, that's the thing. We'd like you to make some up, please. We'd like to say it out loud as fact in the news at 2 o'clock. That's what we'd like to happen. We'd like you to make it up. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Already on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere you like.
And lonely lunch time. Lonely lunch club. If you are lunching alone, let us know. And you could come on the radio and be on the receiving end of a souvenir gift prize. It's all happening in the next half an hour.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Maximise your morning mojo.
I beg your pardon.
And get turned on to the new Fearless Breakfast Show that can't keep its mouth shut.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio. The big new station for the whole of the UK, you lucky people.
Supercharged radio that demands a reaction.
Plug in to Paul Ross and make your morning hum.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon then. Yes, it is Talk Radio. And now, well, it's Headline Hijack. It's Headline Hijack, and that means you make the news up. That's what it is. Just after, I'm going to say 2 o'clock. That's when people get back to their desk. We have data that indicates people go for lunch between 1 and 2, aren't necessarily listening to the radio as closely as they ought to be. And thus, they don't hear us setting up Headline Hijack. Donald Trump, of course, I think fake news is only going to become a bigger issue over the next 4 years or so, really, as he sort of takes on the press and just says things that aren't fact as fact. Sort of jumping on our bandwagon, really. We've been celebrating the notion of fake news for ages. So make up a news story and get it to us. Cornelius, what's been coming in?
Lots coming in. This is from Michael, who says that there have been protests this weekend in Hull, campaigning against it being the city of culture this year. Some protesters have said that they just want all these artsy-fartsy people to go home so they can return to being miserable.
Yeah.
Apparently, they would have said.
Let's talk now to our northern correspondent, Asprod Cass.
Miserable correspondent.
Who is through the glass, through the miserable window.
What?
You're from...
Hull.
Hull.
Aren't you?
Yeah. Any of the facts you want to point out?
Is it rubbish?
Well, I don't live there, so I don't know. You don't know nothing, John.
You know nothing, John. It's the city of culture, Cass. You must be proud of that.
Of course I am.
Yeah?
Yep.
Is that just the... When a city like Hull becomes the city of culture, is it like it's just a better class of, like, crime and stuff? Is it like... You know, when they still nick your tyres, but they'll put the car up on books.
Don't encourage them.
That's funny, though.
Well, you're laughing.
Martin's laughing.
I don't know. Okay. Probably not. You know Nuneaton?
What? I'd say I didn't get those last
didn't
words.
Understand the word.
I just thought a police car had just gone past.
He did literally.
Yeah, just went, no.
Whenever you leave, do they have a parade?
No.
A tiny parade.
Parade.
And they're like, yeah, he's going.
Is everyone in Nuneaton tiny?
Is it like Lilliput?
It's not Lilliput, no. Oh, that was different. Cass laughed. That cheered her up a bit. Look at that. Wow.
I'm done.
Okay. All right, your made-up news stories then, please, over to us. Thank you very much. We will take them. We will run with them. One of them will be in the news at 2 o'clock. Being true, in a Trump world at least. 8-7-2-2.
Start your message with a word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It is Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew? If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Nothing. Naught.
nil, or in Swedish, ingenting. There are many ways of saying zero. We think you'll particularly like our version, because with nothing comes nothing to worry about. And that's what 0% APR finance does when you buy a Volvo Select approved used car. 0% APR finance, 0% worry. And for even less hassle, we're offering 2-year servicing for just $199. Visit the Volvo Select used car event at your nearest Volvo dealership from Thursday the 26th to the 30th of January and enjoy having zero to worry about. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Offer available on used vehicles bought from 26th to 30th of January at participating dealers. Finance subject to status. 50% minimum deposit. Minimum £6,000 to finance. 18s or over. T's and C's apply. Guarantees may be required. Volvo car credit.
At Argos, our new range is out now, online and in our new catalogue. Get a great deal faster with Fast Track same day delivery. Buy online today, deliver to you today. Plus, get a free £10 voucher when you spend £100. Go Argos. Delivery conditions apply. Order by 6pm. 90% UK coverage. Voucher offer ends 31st of January, excludes voucher purchases.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Northbound M5 is a lane closed due to a police incident between junction 19 for Portishead and 18A for the M49. Northbound M61 has two lanes closed due to a vehicle fire between junction 6 for Horridge and 8 for Chorley. Better news on the London bound M3. All lanes are open following an accident between junction 3 for Bagshot and 2 for the M25. And the A6 is shut in both directions due to emergency repairs between the junction with the A14 and Desborough. I'm Andrew Challoner.
It's louder than rock versus metal, more dramatic than parents versus teenagers, and more historic than Athens versus Sparta. It's the rivalry to end all rivalries, the showdown to end all showdowns. It's epic savings on car insurance versus epic savings on energy bills. Go to Money Supermarket to see where you could save most. Britain, you're so Money Supermarket.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comment.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A lot of reactions coming in for today's big story. Of course, we were talking to the senior health official from Cancer Research UK. She was Fiona Osgun. She's the health information officer, telling us that the front page stories aren't necessarily correct today regarding the colour of your toast or potatoes. What we did get out of it was that it's okay to smoke a salmon in a roll up, and a sort of fishy roll up, and that feeding chips to mice is probably bad. Cornelius, a lot of reactions coming in there. Yeah.
Lots coming in. John, does this mean now that when you smell burnt toast, you are about to have a stroke or eat some cancer?
Yeah.
That's coming from Worried. John, when was the last time you heard of a monster getting cancer? Never. That's right, because they don't roast their potatoes. Famously, they do the mash.
Yes. Thank you. If you have got a reaction to today's big story, of course. Also, by the way, of course, experimentally this afternoon, Cornelius is we're forcing him to eat tray after tray of burnt roast potatoes on toast, and just to see if he's dead by the end of the programme.
Horrible.
It's quite crunchy toast, isn't it?
Mm.
It would be. We've also put butter on the toast and burnt that as well. So
it's just melted.
Yeah, I've also burnt your drink.
How? Oh, it is warm. Yeah. You've warmed my Pepsi. When did you do that?
I put it in the microwave. Just during, you know, I went out there during the adverts.
Yeah,
I put your Pepsi in the microwave to burn it, and it's quite. You should only drink golden brown. That's dark
too
brown
dark.
Pepsi. If you drank yellow Pepsi, I'll get you some yellow Pepsi.
No way.
I've made you some special yellow Pepsi myself.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I wrung it out of a mattress in a Moscow hotel room. So no, you can try that later. Other Pepsis are available. Right, it's it's coming up to a time. The time is the time when I tell you that the news is quite complicated.
Oh.
Don't say it yet, because I'm going to just give you some examples of it. The Defence Secretary, Michael Fallon, is going to be, we think, addressing the Theresa May missile crisis at around 3:30 this afternoon. We know that food will kill you. That's in the news as well, isn't it, today? Donald Trump, of course, is telling lies about how many people were at his inauguration ceremony. There was some women did a march. News is quite complicated.
I can't get my head around it.
No, well, that's why we're here, Cornelius, to help you do exactly that. Of course, your head that's full of burnt food. Get around it, because what we do is we explain the news through the medium of Japanese poetry, just to render it understandable. Really, 5 syllables, 7 syllables, and 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Not a great start to a presidency when a whole gender marches.
Got it on fairly good authority that Donald Trump was very pleased with the idea of a women's march through Washington, D.C. And I think I heard him say, was that, and I quote, at least it gets it all in one place and makes it easier to grab. So, that's Donald Trump there. Right, so, look, I tell you what. Let's open the doors to the Tupperware Hall of Despair.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
For that is where we find ourselves, knocking on the door of the Lonely Lunch Club. Lonely Lunch Club is there for you, my friend, if you are lunching alone for whatever reason. The reason is not important. All you need... The only criteria that counts is for you to be lunching alone. Come on the radio, tell us why, tell us what you're having for lunch. We'll induct you into our Tupperware Hall of Despair. The whole idea is to make your lunchtime fewer lonely than it would be otherwise. And we will give you a souvenir gift prize. That is where we are. Let's meet today's lonely luncher. It's Pip. Pip's on the phone. Hello, Pip.
All right, how are you doing?
Very good, Pip. Very good. Yes.
I'm so glad.
I'm glad about you more.
All right.
What do you do, Pip?
What do I do? I work in a bar at the moment.
You work in a bar? What kind of bar?
A theatre bar.
I see. So this is a high-end clientele at a theatre bar? I mean, what sort of...
Not the theatre I work at.
All right, good, okay, right, fine. What is it, an operating theatre? What is it? What sort of...
The bars there aren't quite so well stocked, I understood. But, yeah.
Yeah, that broke. What sort of theatre... sorry, we had a technical issue. What sort of theatre is it then? What sort of shows are we talking about?
It's an amateur dramatics club theatre.
Oh.
So you get sort of some touring stuff, some student stuff.
Yep.
So you get mostly students and old people, and then not much in between, to be honest.
I see. What show could we look forward to? If I was buying tickets to that theatre, what could I be buying? What am I looking forward to?
I don't often know. That's the thing. I just sort of tend to sign up for shifts and hope for the best.
Fair enough. And you miss out on all those free tickets to amateur performances of Guys and Dolls. I mean, that's a shame.
I'm sure. To be honest, if you came to this theatre in the next few months, you'd almost certainly catch a performance of Guys and Dolls.
Yeah, it's a
standard. Like the law of averages.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I have literally no idea. I'm so sorry. What's on at my...
Don't worry about it. You're doing a very poor job of promoting them.
I know I am, but I will serve you a drink if you come.
Yes, all right. Where is it? Where is it?
In Cambridge.
In Cambridge. All right.
If you're down Cambridge Way.
Yeah, well, you know.
In fact, seeing Guys and Dolls.
So. Yeah. Well, I'm willing to travel for an amateur performance of Guys and Dolls, obviously, as many people are. Look, Lonely Lunch Club. That's why we're talking. Why are you lunching alone, Pip? That's the question that we have to ask you.
All my housemates are working, yeah. And I'm meant to be working late. So I'm solo in my room with my lunch at present.
Now, there's a question. Today, very important, of course. Are you eating anything that will kill you immediately?
I am, actually.
Well, yeah.
I'm eating a lethal... Well, because I'm not huge on lunch. I eat quite big dinners and quite large breakfast, so I don't do a lot of lunch.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I am eating some toast currently.
Oh, dear.
It has taken on a sinister hue in the last 10 minutes or so.
Yeah, so it would... Why do you... in terms of when you go for toast, okay, do you? What is your colour of choice for toast?
Well, the recommended colour I'm given for the stand today is a sort of golden colour.
That's right.
I think, I don't know, what would I call this shade that I'm eating right now, I wonder? Sort of chestnutty, I suppose.
So that's a little bit dark, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But it's, so, you know it's toasted, but it's not going to kill you too far.
Yeah, I mean, I tend to, because I don't know about your toaster dial, but mine sort of goes up, it's hard to correlate the numbers with the... So, you know, you could go up to 4, and you know, oh, that'll be all right, and then in a mind of its own, it'll either go golden or just do something else. Exactly.
It cannot be done.
You know what the numbers are? It's just the minutes that it's down for. It's not like a temperature gauge or anything. It is just a timer.
Yeah, but I still haven't perfected exactly the number of minutes that it takes to reach my toast consistency.
There you go.
I never knew that about the numbers. I thought it was just like the heat setting. But no, it's just the number of minutes.
I didn't know that either.
No, it's true. All toasters.
Yeah, but what about the toasters that don't have numbers on?
What do they have on?
A gauge.
Well,
just a series of dots.
It'll adjust the time.
Some of them have the shade of the toast, don't they, as well?
Yeah, that's quite obvious.
That's an obvious one, that is. Yeah. I think this has only come in because of overtones of Brexit racism. That's what I think. I think trying to tell us what colour things should be is just an extension of racist Brexit and Donald Trump. And that's the world we live in, isn't it, Pip? That's the terrible...
Essentially, yeah, basically. You know, racist toasters.
Yeah, we shouldn't be told, right, just how brown toast can be. It should be... all toast should be accepted, whatever its...
I think so. It's
whatever its colour, whatever kind of bread it's made of, it should all be equal. There will be toast marching.
Exactly, end of the day, mate. It's all bread, isn't it?
Exactly.
It's all the same stuff.
Exactly that, yeah. Anyway, look, here's the thing. You get a gift prize for being inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair.
Ooh.
I know. You'll hear some terrible music in a moment. Well, in fact, you'll hear it now. Here it comes. Here comes the notice. Now, the next thing you'll hear are a list of gift prizes read out by... well, there'll be a list and then a small description of what you could win. You get to choose one, Pip, and then it will be on its way to Cambridge for you.
Smashing.
Okay. Some of them will help with lunch. Others won't. Here's the first one.
A Talk Radio mug.
Yes, a mug once held by a man who's disappeared over the weekend.
Today's Metro newspaper with haikus scribbled on it.
Not got many haikus as today as. Yep, you guessed it. I had to give up my seat again on the train for another pregnant lady, so I couldn't sit down and write the haikus.
Did you? You mentioned that one today.
Yeah, no, I did.
That's nice.
I sent you a picture of me standing up on the train.
I never look at anything you send me. So, that's very good of you, though, isn't it?
Yeah, and I gave directions to two people outside Waterloo Station. Two. Like, not together as well. Two separate directions.
Wow. Right. Yeah, I know. Great. one of the haikus, by the way, is unbroadcastable today, isn't it?
Oh, very.
Yeah.
Very
so you'll get a newspaper with an unbroadcastable haiku written on it. So that's
very kind of haiku,
a Talk Sport mug.
A book that you would very much make...
A book? A Talk Sport mug?
The mug. A mug.
So I'll do it again.
Yeah.
A Talk Sport mug.
As once held by Saggers, although we're not entirely sure what that is.
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
A book that would make a very disappointing gift. It's very much the Lynx box set of the book world.
No, it is not. It's a comic, poignant masterclass in comedy writing written by me, available on Amazon.co.uk, about growing up in Dunedin and so forth.
A TalkSport 2 mug.
The music ran out.
Did it already?
Well, apparently there's a technical issue. I'm just... The Northern Witch is telling me in my ear that there's a technical issue. Thing, so music... Oh, there it is again. It's fixed now.
Lovely.
So, when this goes out on the radio, we'll just edit all this bit out.
Okay.
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
Currently on
TalkSport 2 mug.
Currently on TalkSport 2. It's all going well. Currently on TalkSport 2, Ray Stubbs is discussing why do lacrosse players always have to carry around a lacrosse stick at any point in their life? No one even knows what lacrosse is.
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
Yes, you can look at this 2016 pre-Trump calendar and lovingly remember a time before Trump and the evil reign of Jim White.
A 2017 John Holmes colander.
And what better way is there to drain your vegetables than using this colander we've scribbled on with a marker pen?
But not vegetables that have been over-roasted. Let's be safe about it.
Why would you be draining roasted vegetables?
Why not?
Because they're not boiled. It's fine. You just serve them. Just off the tray, bang on the plate. Don't need to drain them.
Which of those gifts would you like, Pip?
Do you know, I'd like the unbroadcast Metro newspaper then with the haiku on it.
That is on the way. The broadcast unbroadcastable haiku was on the subject of the burnt food. Let's just put it that way. And there was no way it was going to be allowed to be said on the radio. But it is written on a newspaper, on a train.
I can look at it.
Yes, you can. Read it out loud yourself, just not in a broadcast instance. That's right. Pip. He works in a bar in Cambridge, although not as Cass typed on the screen, a spa in Norwich. So, we will induct another. Thanks very much, Pip, by the way. You can go away now. That's Pip. He will be inducted into the top of hold of this pair, as will you, should you be lunching alone. If you'd like to get in touch, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Right, headline hijack. Let's get out of that shambles, technically, and move along to a made-up news story. Now, the news comes at 2 o'clock out of Victoria. It will contain a news lie, as it does each and every 2 o'clock on a weekday, as we embrace the notion of fake news, despite what Trump thinks. I've been doing for long since he was even a blink in the news's eye. We call it Headline Hijack. Cornelius, who's got their made-up lie into today's?
It's Sid.
Sid?
Yes.
Great. Hi, Sid. And where is Sid from?
East London.
I was hoping you were going to say Sydenham. Right. That, by Sid, is made up. It's in the news. It's
that's
next.
South London.
In the next. I know that. In the next bit of the programme, we will, of course, be reviewing television with Sophie, doing work experience punditry. That's happening on the show today. There will be also the diversity paper review coming later. The big debate is at 3 o'clock. And we kick a Kickstarter well and truly up the arse as we help out someone begging for coin on a crowdfunding site. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's not like us to show off here at Dacia. We prefer to be, you know, understated. But we thought you'd like to know that the new Dacia Sandero has won the 2017 What Car Best Small Car for under £12,000. That's 5 years in a row. Yes, sirree, Bob, the big one. 5 times in a row. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. One after t'other. Line them up, shoot them down.
Ah, that felt good. The Dacia Sandero range from 5995. Dacia, you do the maths. Available at participating dealers only.
He scored! 4-0! Oh, look at the celebration! 3 backflips, double somersault. There's the strutting chicken, the shirt's off, and here comes the 11-man pyramid.
That's not a big deal. This is. Pizza Hut Delivery's £14 deal now includes a large pizza, garlic bread, wedges, drink and an Now TV Sky Sports or entertainment pass when ordered online at Pizza Hut Delivery.
Only valid online at participating Pizza Hut Delivery stores. Limited delivery areas. Subject to availability until 31st of January. Now TV account broadband 3G required. 18 plus. Month passes when you are less cancelled. T's and C's apply.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In January, we've got a 15-kilogram tub of Dunlop non-slip wall tile adhesive for only £5.99. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
At 2 o'clock, good afternoon. I am John Holmes. It's Talk Radio. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, May knew about missile test, fog grounds flights, and from X Factor to Eurovision.
Talk Radio.
Downing Street has refused to comment on reports a Trident missile malfunctioned during a test weeks before MPs voted to renew the controversial nuclear deterrent. The Prime Minister's spokesperson only confirmed she was told it was successful. Former NATO commander Rear Admiral Chris Parry has told Talk Radio he thinks the Defence Secretary would have known.
I suspect the geeks and boffins would have said, look, just hang on, let's analyse the telemetry, don't go worrying the new Prime Minister about this until we know actually what happened, because the implications at the time were negligible. I think the political implications of obviously the Trident debate afterwards wouldn't have occurred to the technology people.
Michael Fallon will respond to an urgent question in the House of Commons later. We're being told burnt toast as well as brown chips and dark roast potatoes can increase the risk of cancer. Scientists say cooking them at high temperatures can produce more of a chemical that's potentially dangerous. Critics say the link is only clear in tests on rodents. Thousands of air passengers have been facing disruption in the south of England due to dense fog. Almost 200 flights have had to be cancelled. Hull midfielder Ryan Mason has regained consciousness after having surgery for a fractured skull. The club says he'll stay in hospital for a few more days, but neurosurgeon and trustee of brain charity Headway, Colin Sheaf, has told Talk Radio Mason could still face several months out.
Healing of the fracture is not the really significant thing. It's the nature of whatever has happened underneath to the brain. If there is some problem with brain function, that has to be absolutely and totally recovered.
And six X Factor rejects are hoping to represent the UK at Eurovision. They'll compete on a TV show which will be voted on by the public later this month before the song contest in Ukraine in May.
What's the point of that? If you're rubbish, why are you being put forward to a... you know, that's like... So if they're like representing our country... Yeah, that's like saying, oh, you know, you're a really crap athlete. You know, you're not really good at running or anything. Yeah. Do you want to represent our country at it? Why would you put a reject? Why not just the best? It doesn't make any sense, does it?
To be fair, though, the people that we've had representing us at Eurovision, even people who have been successful, say, Humperdinck and Blue... Well, they were successful at one point, but they still didn't do well, did they? So
yeah, but you might as well take an athlete then who was good in the 1950s.
Thankfully, it's not physical in that way. It's just Europe doesn't like us. Like maybe they think because of Brexit. No, maybe they think, you know, Brexit. Everyone hates us. Let's not even bother. Yeah.
Okay. Right. You haven't done the weather, have you?
No.
You're wearing a scarf indoors.
I was really cold in the office.
But it's really hot in here.
Actually, I'm quite enjoying the temperature in here.
Are you?
Now, yeah. Okay. Normally, I'm own.
All right. Yeah, you do.
Yep.
What's the weather?
Talk Radio National Weather.
Freezing fog lifting across parts of the Midlands and southern England. Otherwise, cold with some sunshine, highs of 9 degrees.
There's more in half an hour. It will contain bonus news, won't it?
Oh, yeah, I've forgotten to even start looking.
Great. So, Victoria's bulletins are too short. They don't fill the time slot. So, we have to make her slot bigger. And we do that at 2:30, where she has bonus... That's not right. Bonus news.
Don't laugh at that poor woman.
What? I'm not! She's watching. Honestly, I'm serious. Why is this on the television? Somebody's put Jeremy Kyle's emergency room on the screen in front of me. But why would I want to do? Why?
Well, both you and Connor.
It's supposed
stay.
To have the news on, so I can see what's going on around the world. I'm glancing across the screens and thinking, oh, Donald Trump's beginning his first working week in the Oval Office. He's currently meeting business leaders. Sinn Féin has named Michelle O'Neill as his new party leader in Northern Ireland. Breaking news, all
I
of
know.
This stuff.
Well,
there's a Sinn Féin partnership. There's a shot there from the BBC party to set to announce its Stormont leader, even though it just has, so the BBC's quite behind. And then I go around to the next screen, and there's Jeremy Kyle with the topless woman.
Also, the doctor's wearing a bow tie. When have you ever seen that?
Doctors wear bow ties.
Do they?
Yeah.
I guess it's probably cleaner than a tie.
I'm glad we're discussing all the...
Dangling in things. It can't it?
It's a bow tie.
When he's doing an operation, he's got his sewing his tie into the guts. You know, I've got the end of my tie. Got the end of my tie caught in the guts again. Trying to pull it off. Anyway, all the hard. No wonder a man just rang up. Right? Yeah. Just rang up. Let's get Cass. Ass podcast is through the glass, right? A man just rang the station. An angry man. What did he say?
He was really angry at you.
I don't care. What did he say?
He said, "What's John's obsession with Brexit and Trump? Because on the odd occasions I do tune in every 2 or 3 minutes, he goes on about Brexit and Trump. And does he know that he's alienating 52% of the population?" And then he complained that our rival station,
LBC,
does the same thing.
Yeah.
And that we're all alienating those 52%.
Are we?
Apparently.
They've got Nigel Farage on the rival station, so surely that...
Right.
Surely that
Thanks, Victoria. Yeah. Should we have to tell something else?
Yeah, hang on, we've got Julia Hartley Brewer.
Yeah, so, you know.
And she's, like, up there with Hitler, basically, so it's fair... It's fair enough. I mean, you know, all views are welcome. Oh, well, fine, I'm going to go the other route then. I'm going to go down that route. Yeah. I'm going to go down... I could be controversial if you want. I can do that. Yeah. Let's,
Saying yeah is not controversial.
Let's... I don't know.
You actually can't bring yourself to say anything that horrid.
What?
Lexit.
What's that?
I don't know. You just kept saying let's.
All right, let's.
So I jumped on the bandwagon.
Yeah. Yexit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's grab some toast by the...
The crusts.
Yeah, let's grab it. Let's grab... Yeah, and I don't like in the new... I don't like brown toast. I don't like brown toast. No, just white toast. That's all I like. I don't like brown toast. It's too dark. Let's kick it out. Let's kick that toast out. I say white bread toast. White toast only. Kick out the brown toast. Gives you cancer. There you go, mate. There's your show.
But
right
white,
there.
White toast can still burn.
No, Victoria. It can burn. It can burn things. Yeah, like crosses in your garden.
But do you condone that or not?
Yeah, I do. If toast wants to burn in a garden, right, to protest because it's racist against brown toast, then I'm with it. Guys say, kick out the brown toast. Let's build a wall. Right? Around everyone's kitchen.
Our listening figures have just risen by 3%.
Let's build a wall around everyone's kitchen. Technically, there is already a wall around everyone's kitchen. That's how kitchens work. It's a room. But you know what I mean? Let's build a wall across the middle of the kitchen so the brown toast can't get through to where the white toast is better. And let's make the brown toast pay for it. There. How'd you like that? Hey, listener? Do you like that? Hey? Hey? Anyway, it's 8 minutes past two and Ben's got the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger says he regrets everything about pushing a fourth official. The Frenchman shoved Anthony Taylor after being sent to the stands during their Premier League win over Burnley. He could face action from the FA over the incident. Wenger says he shouldn't have done what he did.
I should have shut up and go in and go home, basically. And I apologise for that. I said something that you hear every day in football, but 9 times out of 10 you do not send in the stand for that. But if I am, I am, and I should have shut up completely.
Sunderland's Papi Gilobogi has been charged with violent conduct by the FA after the clash with Darren Fletcher during Saturday's defeat at West Brom. The Senegalese international, who was sent off against Hull earlier in the season, faces a potential 4-match ban if found guilty of the charge. Finally, boxing. Great Britain's 2-time Olympic champion Nicola Adams is turning professional with her first fight in Manchester in April. She's agreed a deal with promoter Frank Warren. Adams will also compete in her hometown Leeds just over a month later. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, an online craze in which children buy frozen pizzas and use them as frisbees to throw at public transport such as buses, trains and aeroplanes has been regarded as dangerous by the National Police Patrol. They've issued a statement urging the sale of frozen pizzas to be restricted to children for the time being and have said they will arrest anyone who likes or shares the videos online.
Thank you very much, Victoria, there with the news. Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy.
Love music.
radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So then, work experience punditry on the way. As a work experience, pundits her way through some television. Before that, though, I did promise you breaking news. There isn't any in terms of Madonna. She hasn't yet blown anything up. Madonna, of course, has threatened to blow up the White House. If she does that, then we will bring you that news as it happens. If Madonna does a Mabomber, we'll let you know. What it does, though, is her ill-advised comments have led us towards today's text in. Madonna, of course, arguably music, bombing the White House, terrorism. That's right, today's Monday Punday is music and terrorism. Get your suggestions in. I'll start the bidding with I Sister Sledge. It's like Sister Sledge music, isn't it? And ISIS are a terrorism, so.
Oh.
Yeah. What have you got then?
Well, I did have Vanilla ISIS, but yeah, I'm going to go for Weird Al Qaeda.
Yeah, good. Ku Klux Klanny Lennox. Right, if you'd like to enjoy that with us, then the number is 87 treble.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with a music terrorist pun.
That's the text in for today, musical terrorism. Shall we meet Sophie again? Because it's time for work experience punditry. She's here. She has TV stuff to review. She is our work experience, or certainly one of them. The reason she's here is to, get a leg up in the broadcasting industry, of course, as we put our work experiences front and centre. In front and centre of a microphone, rather than just having them make tea or fluff Julia Hartley Brewer or whatever other duty they have to do around here. Plus, they're free and we don't have to pay them. Hi, Sophie.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Good, thank you. Nice to see you again. Yeah. To see you nice. That's a reference to a television programme of yesteryear. You've got some more up-to-date television to talk about, though, I think, today, am I right?
I do, yes.
Yeah. Mm. Go on, then.
OK, so first up, Series of Unfortunate Events, which is the new Netflix series.
Oh, yes.
Which is adapted from Lemony Snicket's series of books called A Series of Unfortunate Events.
When you said we're going to talk about A Series of Unfortunate Events, I assume we were going to be reviewing the inauguration.
No. Oh. Someone else did that.
Okay, fine. I'm aware of it because there was a film of Lemony Snicket.
Yes.
But I've never read it, nor have I seen it. So, for those that don't know, like me, what's a Lemony Snicket?
Oh, okay, so Lemony Snicket is actually called Daniel Handler. And he is an American author, and he wrote a series of books about the Baudelaire children, who, unfortunately, their parents die in a terrible fire. And it's sort of a series of books about how these three children try and uncover their family secrets, and there's a horrible evil man called Count Olaf who's trying to steal their family fortune.
Is he a snowman?
No.
Just checking. Should we have a clip before we talk more upon it?
Yes.
Okay, here's a clip. It's a trailer, I think, for Lemony Snicket's A Series of Unfortunate Events from Netflix.
Nothing but blue skies.
Violet, Klaus, and Sunny were intelligent children. Most everything that happened to them was rife with misfortune and despair.
Your parents have perished in a terrible fire. Perished means killed.
We know what perished means.
Hello, 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 children. I am Count Olaf, your new guardian.
Do you know what this is?
It looks like a list.
Wrong! It's a list. A list of chores.
We know you're just trying to steal our parents' fortune. We have to get out of this wretched place.
Go back in the house.
Where it's safer and strangers can't get you.
Strangers? Where?
The Baudelaire children will be destroyed.
What?
When the sand runs out, that fortune is mine.
I didn't realize the sand went so quickly. I bought it online. You're going to need to flip it a couple of times.
Ah, a clip there from A Series of Unfortunate Events. It's not got Lemony Snicket in the title. That was my error there. It's just called A Series of Unfortunate Events.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, so in terms of... Have you seen the film as well?
Yes.
Right, so what's where are we in the world of this then? Is it the same? Is it...
It's very similar.
Right.
So the film came out in 2004. So it's not even that old.
Mm.
It's kind of a shame to compare them, but you can't not because they are so similar. Because obviously they're basically the same book. But in the Netflix series, Neil Patrick Harris, who is better known as Barney from How I Met Your Mother.
Or Doogie Howser, MD.
Is he?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know that.
It's true.
Okay.
Google it.
He plays Count Olaf, and he plays it very well. And I think that is the kind of main reason why this series kind of works a little bit better than the film.
Yeah.
He kind of makes it. The other thing that they have done slightly differently is they've actually put Lemony Snicket in the film. So he's actually the author, but in the book he is narrating it as well. And they've actually brought him in as a character, which actually works really well. And he sort of steps into the scene and kind of explains sort of the sinister, dark things that are going to happen next to these children, or sort of says something really depressing about what's happened, which happens in the book as well. So they've actually used that in the series, which
right.
works very well.
Okay, so do you think it's better than the film, or where do you stand on?
I think it's a bit better, but there is really not that much between them. I couldn't not compare them.
But how many episodes is this? 10 or something? Because the film's what, 2 hours probably?
Yeah.
And then, so they've got to drag all that out.
Yeah. And they're actually doing one more book than the film did. So the film did the three books, first three books.
Okay.
And the series is doing the first four. So there's a little bit extra at the end, which would be quite interesting to see, because obviously you can't compare that to the film.
Yes.
It's already been recommissioned as well for a second series on Netflix as well.
Oh, really?
So they'll go into the later books.
There were a lot of books. There are about 13, I think, or 14.
So they're not going to run out of source material, is it?
No.
Yeah, all right.
So no, they will at 13.
Pedantic. So the you rated it then?
Yeah, it's good.
You think so?
I think if you haven't seen the film, I think it would be more interesting.
Yeah.
Obviously, for me, it's kind of like, oh, I know exactly what's going to happen next.
Yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
So if you are new to it, definitely
worth watching. Who's it aimed at? Because I assumed it was a kids' thing.
It is, but equally is kind of dark and has funny aspects to it that any adult can also enjoy. So it doesn't matter if you don't have kids.
Hold that thought, because we will, not about not having kids, I mean just the thought of television. We will be back talking more TV. We have to take traffic and travel, Sophie, but what are we going to be talking about next so we know?
Next is The Brit Who Tried to Kill Trump.
Right.
Topical.
Yeah.
And chewing gum.
Fine. Good. Speaking of...
also topical, because of Trident.
Mm.
Good. Speaking of killing Trump, by the way,
yeah.
Today's text in, music and hate speech, because Madonna threatened to bomb the White House. Jeff's coming with Papa Don't Hate Preach. quite a good Madonna one there. The Kaboom Town Rats, says Alex, and Bomb Dylan. Cornelius?
Joe says Saddam and the Ants.
Good.
And Joel says IR Ray Charles.
Good. We will take your terrorism and music text and tweets today.
Hashtag musical terrorists.
If you like. 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. Talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the hashtag musical terrorists.
And more from Sophie next. Plus, you know, other stuff before 4 o'clock. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
You can always tell a driver of a mini hatch with John Cooper Works Sport Pack, featuring a split level spoiler and 17 inch black alloy wheels. They're the ones feeling better about the daily commute, Sunday drivers, and the search for a parking space. All for just £249 a month and a £249 initial rental. Book a test drive now. Mini. Who's in? Visit mini.co.uk/sportpack. £249 initial rental. 48-month hire agreement from Mini Financial Services, subject to status and availability. UK only. Guarantees may be required. Available for new vehicles ordered by the 31st of March and registered by the 30th of June 2017. Participating retailers only. Mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Every day, millions of consumers are shopping online for quality UK goods. And right now, some of the world's leading online marketplaces have reduced selling costs for UK businesses. To enjoy these exclusive discounts and to find the right online marketplace for you, search Exporting is Great.
TradePoint will help you kickstart 2017 with trade exclusive deals, perfect for filling up your van. Like CLS timber, 38x63x2400mm, just £1.63 a length. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
TradePoint! Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Northbound M6, there's a lane closed due to a broken down vehicle between junction 10 for Wolverhampton and Walsall and 10A for the M54. Southbound M1, there's a lane shut on the exit slip road due to a broken down vehicle at junction 28 for Mansfield. On the eastbound side of the M4, there's a lane blocked in the exit slip road due to a broken down vehicle at junction 47 for the Swansea West services. And on the northbound A19, there's the exit slip road is closed there due to an accident at the junction with the A1018. I'm Andrew Challoner.
Vodafone's biggest ever winter sale ends on the 31st of January. It's your last chance to get 6 months half price on selected pay monthly bundles, plus up to 50% off pay-as-you-go phones and home broadband connection fees. Discover in store or search Vodafone Winter Sale. Vodafone, power to you.
Minimum term agreement and credit check may apply while stocks last. Broadband subject to availability, acceptance and delivery charges.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam Shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather steps.
Are you making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off.
Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk.
Cometh the hour, cometh the whale.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's the afternoons, it's Talk Radio, I am what that just said there. Sophie's with us talking television, we'll be doing more of that in a moment. Lot of your suggestions for musical terrorism coming in though, thank you very much for them. This is because Madonna, of course, said she was going to blow up the White House. So let's celebrate that Madonnaism with some musical terrorism. So, Corey, what have been coming in?
Mark Redshaw's come in with both Oasis. And BDIRA. So, really extensively covering Liam Gallagher's career there.
That's good, yeah. Call Me Al Qaeda. Yeah. It's come in from Gavin there as well. Al Qaeda there, of course. What was weird about it, because I looked up the top 10 terrorist organisations, right? Because there is such a chart. And I'm not making that up.
There is
Go ahead, look. There's genuinely a top 10 terrorist groups chart. Have a guess who's at number 10.
I don't know. The IRA?
No, Al-Shabaab. it goes through Boko Haram, of course.
There's a top 10?
Yeah.
In what order? Like,
well, top 10.
Yeah.
I don't know. Criteria. But anyway, I'm just telling you what it is. This is a genuine...
Okay, go on, quickly.
Boko Haram, of course, in there as well. Oh, Whiter Shade of Pale. See, musical terrorism. Procol Harum. Hamas are in there. Number one. Have a guess at number one. In the world.
ISIS.
No, you'd think, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
No, still Al-Qaeda. They haven't done anything for ages. Yeah, I mean, that's quite odd.
The classics are the best.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. Yeah. But when you change your front man, I suppose you fall off the radar.
Yeah, don't you?
You come... Come back for that difficult second tower. Right, 25 past two. I think that Sophie it was a top 10 of terrorist thing. Isn't that weird?
No,
I had no idea. That's actually genuinely a thing. Who compiled that? Pepsi? Pepsi chart. Right, we're talking television. We've already done a series of unfortunate events on Netflix. Where are we going next, Sophie?
Next is The Brit Who Tried to Kill Trump, which is a BBC Three documentary.
Okay.
You may remember back in May last year, Michael Sanford was arrested for trying to shoot Donald Trump at a US presidential campaign.
Yes, that's right.
And this documentary sort of follows the case and goes and interviews his family and this kind of thing. And it is very interesting because actually it sort of explores whether he was radicalised potentially or whether it was due to his mental health problems.
Yep.
So they're the kind of two aspects to it, and it kind of just explores that.
All right. We've got a clip, I think.
We do, yeah.
So what's it called?
The Brit Who Tried to Kill Trump.
Michael's currently being held in a maximum security prison in Nevada's Death Valley while he awaits sentencing. After admitting trying to kill Trump, he's entered a plea bargain in a bid to reduce his sentence, but still faces the possibility of a lengthy jail term.
This is one of the most high-profile cases I've dealt with, and certainly it's a very complex case. The government will be arguing that this was not something that was a spur-of-the-moment type of crime. This was something that he had been, that had been calculated. They're going to be arguing that this was, in fact, a very dangerous situation and could have resulted in somebody being murdered. The maximum under the law is 20 years for Michael, so he could be looking at many, many years in prison.
And there it is, a clip from The Brit Who Tried to Kill Trump.
Yes.
BBC Three.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like?
It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't really know much about it, to be honest. So for me, it was kind of interesting to find out about how it kind of happened. So he lived in Dorking with his parents. His parents split up when he was about 5. And then when he was sort of 18, he decided that actually he wanted to move to the US. So he went off. He said it was because he'd met a girl online and his parents were like, well, OK, you're 18, you can do what you want.
Yeah.
So he moved over. And then it was sort of a few weeks before the rally, his parents sort of lost contact with him and he just sort of went off the radar. The police think that he went and lived in out of a BMW for a while. And then he didn't really surface until the day of the rally. And then he tried to take a gun off an officer and failed.
Yeah.
And was arrested.
We know the rest. Okay. I mean, BBC Three, I suppose, it's still getting the mix broadly right of kind of things aimed at kids with, you know, YouTubers in. And quite hard-hitting documentaries. I think they're probably still, that's still a remit that they do. When it moved online, that was controversial, but they're still broadly getting it right, aren't they, I suppose, in that sense. So it's good that they're doing
Stuff
like that. Very quickly, what's the last thing we're going to be talking about?
The last thing is called Chewing Gum, and it's on E4. It's the second series. I'm not sure it's that well known, but I thought it was very successful, and obviously it was successful because it's come back for a second series.
Yeah.
It's about a naive 24-year-old called Tracy Gordon and how she sort of learns things and how, whilst she starts to learn things, she realises that actually she understands even less about the world because there's so much going on. And it's very funny and dark comedy and nothing is a taboo, which is fun.
All right, I think we've got a quick clip of that. We'll take that just ahead of Victoria's News.
What happened to the white boy?
We're hardly even friends.
So, if you've still been on the straight and narrow...
Yes.
You can prove yourself by committing to Church of Joy Ministry. I've taken over the community hall full-time. I'm going to take it worldwide. I even have a flyer. I'm giving you 1,000. Return to me with none.
Well, and that's it. Then I can be back home.
You can also heal a sick person, speak in tongues, by the power of the Holy Spirit. There are things that only the anointed can achieve. And if you succeed, it will be my proof that you are telling the truth about your time away.
And upon completion, move back home and restore peace upon this household. Really great work, Joy. And Mum.
Now go!
Did that give us a flavour of it?
No. I'm not sure much of it is very broadcastable, I suppose.
That's so. The only bit we could find.
Yeah.
Okay. But you watched Series 1, so you liked it anyway.
And it's good fun if you want to just watch something that you don't have to concentrate very much on and have a laugh.
Good. Thank you, Sophie.
That's all right.
For coming in again.
Welcome.
Broadly out of 10, all of them.
6.5?
Probably. Right, Sophie there with Work Experience Punditry. She'll be back with more television at some point, I dare say. Oh, no, you're going skiing next week. You're not here next
I
week.
I am, yes.
Yeah, all right. Ha. Bloody Work Experience. We paid them too much. Right, in the next half an hour of the programme, then, we'll be out in the streets, find out what the people think. Victoria will have a bonus news. And comedian, US comedian Chris Gethard joins us to talk about his forthcoming shows. It's basically, you know, PR dressed up as an interview. But that's what we do, and that's fine. All of it's coming between, well, now and the next half an hour. It's just on 2:30. Victoria's here, she's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Theresa May was briefed on a Trident missile test, which is reported to have flown off course when she became Prime Minister, according to her spokesperson. It happened just weeks before Parliament voted to build new submarines. Defence Secretary Sir Michael Fallon will be questioned about last summer's incident by MPs in around an hour's time. Sky's defence correspondent Alistair Bunkle expects he'll be a bit more forthcoming than Mrs May has been.
I think there is a realisation of this in the MOD. He will have to go a little bit further in what he reveals. Having said that, I don't think we will get chapter and verse as to what happened.
Sinn Féin has named Health Minister Michelle O'Neill as its new leader in Northern Ireland. It's after Martin McGuinness's decision to quit frontline politics. Burning your toast could increase the risk of cancer, according to the Food Standards Agency. The new advice has sparked a row, though. Cancer Research UK says no link has been proven. Thousands of people are being warned to expect delays at airports in southern England due to fog. Passengers are being warned to check with their airline before travelling. Great Britain's two-time Olympic boxing champion Nicola Adams is turning professional. It's been announced her first flight will take place in Manchester on the 8th of April. And the release of Samsung's new smartphone could be delayed after an investigation into why some of its Note 7 devices exploded. The electronics giant says faulty batteries were to blame for the fires. The weather, freezing fog lifting across parts of Midlands and southern England, otherwise cold with some sunshine, highs of 9 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
There's more now.
Yes.
There's more now because, hello, if you're a new listener. Here is what happens at around 2:30 every day. Victoria, of course, does the news. You've just heard it, probably. I mean, I wasn't listening to it. Obviously, you know, a lot of people use it as an opportunity to go for a wee or zone out. But thanks. There it was anyway. And now, because her bulletins are shorter than they used to be, she must make up the time with Victoria's bonus news. That's B-O-N-U-S for clarity. We've had a few awkward meetings about that. With her bonus news, Victoria, it's animal, vegetable or mineral on consecutive days, of course, because that covers everything. Today, what you're bringing us?
Animal news.
Animal news.
From aardvarks to zebras, this is Animal News.
I love it so much.
I know.
Okay, so a zoo in Australia has released a video asking for help catching spiders so they can milk them. So the Australian Reptile Park, which is based just north of Sydney.
I wouldn't drink spider milk. I mean, I wouldn't touch it. I'm very honest with you. I mean, I've been, you know, is this a hipster restaurant thing again? Is this one of those sort of pop-up stupid restaurants where you can drink cereal out of a hipster's beard?
Do you know what? If you hadn't have interrupted me, I would have explained why they need to milk the spiders. So, the Australian Reptile Park, which is based just north of Sydney, they want funnel web spiders to use them in its anti-venom programme. And I've got a clip of their video, which...
This is the radio?
Yes, but there's audio.
Okay.
But there's really not much audio. Most of it's music, so if you could dip your music, and this is the only...
Consider it dipped.
This is the only sound, the only voice.
A stick or a ruler, at least, let's say, 30 centimetres long, and gently put the spider into the jar. Once he's in, lift him up, and the lid on.
I mean, I didn't know they were... Hang on. I didn't know they were... I mean, I know spiders in Australia can be quite big, but I didn't know they were big enough to get underneath on a milking stool.
No, they're not that big, John. They're not the size of a cow.
They are.
So the park is the only supplier of venom to the Commonwealth Serum Laboratories, which provides medical professionals with the anti-venom to cure snake and funnel web spider bites.
Right.
So it's not for your tea or coffee. It's for in case you get bitten.
Cereal.
Moving on, a racehorse owner who's been breeding horses for 27 years without winning a race has finally ended his losing streak. So Bill Davis finally ended his run of bad luck at Lingfield Racecourse in Surrey when Heir of Elegance, who was the 1-2 favourite, beat five other horses.
Is this sports news?
No, this is a horse.
Breeds horses.
Yeah, and usually they're terrible.
Who milks that?
Does he give birth to them?
No, that would be more newsworthy, I think.
Yeah, that's
you should
what
have led with that, yeah.
Yeah, but that, a man that's not a thing.
Oh.
So the 87-year-old says it's just madness that's kept him going with, like...
He loves a band.
...running horses.
when usually sometimes have to do a bet?
Yeah.
Have you got a bet saying who can get... Can Victoria mention bands and songs? So you've got madness and size of a cow in there so far.
What song size the cow?
The Wonder Stuff.
Oh, sorry. Mm. Anyway, he didn't actually bet anything on the race, so he didn't win any money. And finally, I've started tweeting good pictures of animal news. If there are any good ones for vegetable or mineral, then I'll do the same.
Yeah.
So on my Twitter account, Victoria_Bourne, spelled Bourne.
All right, come on. It's not your own platform for... Twitter followers.
You can see an adorable picture of some gorillas. I've mentioned you in it, John, so you can have a little look. Also printed it off too.
No, you haven't mentioned me. Can I not have a look?
Well, I can. You've already seen it.
To be honest, that looks like one of your selfies.
But anyway, John, you'll like to know that the picture was taken in Rwanda. Mm. What's going on?
Cornelius has found something.
Is this that song?
Yeah.
Size of a cow. Yeah, you know this. Look, listen.
Me, I'd like to think that life is like a dream, and I hope that... No. All right, turn off.
Turn off, it's annoying tinny.
I also like how you were both nodding very much dad-like way at the same time.
It's the Wonder Stuff.
Yeah.
Welcome to the cheap seats, no? Eight-legged groove machine. You can milk them.
I mean, obviously I'm aware of the band. I just don't recall any of their songs. What's their most famous song?
The Size of a Cow.
That one.
Oh, then. No. Right. So anyway, look at my Twitter account, Victoria. Bourne. To see the cute gorillas.
What's the story about the gorillas?
Oh, it's just a cute picture of a mother gorilla kissing a baby gorilla on the head. But you'll like it because it was taken in Rwanda.
Oh, where I was.
Yeah, it was taken at the Volcanoes National Park.
Where I was.
There you go.
Is it my picture?
No, you're not Nellis Wilmarans.
More news there.
Yeah, good. Well done. It's no wonder you're at the cutting edge. Anyway, Victoria's bonus news there. Went on a bit longer than we hoped, but there it was. In the next bit of the programme, we'll be welcoming today's guest, who is the US comedian. What are you laughing at?
I just thought it was funny.
Chris Gethard's going to be joining
it's
us.
Not often
be talking
I find
about
you funny.
Stuff that he's doing. It's PR, dressed up as interview, next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew? If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
It's not like us to show off here at Dacia. We prefer to be, you know, understated. But we thought you'd like to know that the new Dacia Sandero has won the 2017 What Car Best Small Car for under £12,000. That's 5 years in a row. Yes, sirree, Bob, the big one. 5 times in a row. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. One after t'other. Line them up, shoot them down. Ah. That felt good. The Dacia Sandero range from 5995. Dacia, you do the maths. Available at participating dealers only.
911, what's your emergency?
I'd like to talk to the police. I've been robbed.
Robbed?
Well, hustled.
Okay, and do you know who did this to you?
Yeah, it was a British guy. Ronnie O'Sullivan?
Ronnie O'Sullivan?
That's him. Turns out he's a 5-time snooker world champion. Took all my money, car, pants.
Where was this, sir? Memphis, San Francisco?
Chicago.
That's the 5th time this week.
What?
Nothing. We'll deal with this, sir.
He took my pants!
Ronnie's teaching America a lesson. Ronnie O'Sullivan's American Hustle. Coming to history. Thursdays at 10.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
Southbound M1, there's a lane shut on the exit slip road due to a broken down vehicle at junction 28 for Mansfield. Eastbound M180, there's a lane closed due to a broken down vehicle between junction 2 for Gainsborough and 3 for Scunthorpe. Northbound A19, the exit slip road is closed due to an accident involving a coach and a car at the junction with the A1018. And the A6 is shut in both directions due to emergency repairs and maintenance work between the junction with the A14 and Desborough. I'm Andrew Chandler.
Vodafone's biggest ever winter sale ends on the 31st of January. It's your last chance to get 6 months half price on selected pay monthly bundles, plus up to 50% off pay-as-you-go phones and home broadband connection fees. Discover in store or search Vodafone Winter Sale. Vodafone, power to you.
Minimum term agreement and credit check may apply while stocks last. Broadband subject to availability, acceptance and delivery charges.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Every weeknight from 10, get an earful of unusual nocturnal emissions with radio's Lord of Misrule, Ian Lee. No relation, thank God.
The cactus and the tree and the rabbit on the hill.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation.
It's going to be awesome.
Late Night Ian Lee.
Just listen and see what happens.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And it's just coming up to a time. It's Monday afternoon. Before we talk to our guest today, who I'm very pleased is here, but before we do, of course, we need to, we need to do our job. We need to analyse some of the news for you. There has been, Martin McGuinness's replacement in Northern Ireland, of course, has now been announced. More on that with Victoria, I imagine, at 3 o'clock. She probably told you at 2:30 as well, but I never listened to her news, so I don't know. Of course, the fallout from Trump's fake news and fake facts continues. Madonna hasn't yet blown up a public building in America. If she does, you will hear it here first. We will be covering that live if Madonna goes rogue. Lots happening in the news. It's quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Also, by the way, if Madonna is launched at the White House but goes in a different direction, like the Trident missile mistake, so maybe she goes at the White House but actually just ends up going the other way, we will bring you that news as well, of course. But you're right, Cornelius, you can't get your head around it.
No,
which is why,
I can't, John.
On this programme, what we do is take the news, of course, and analyse it through the medium of Japanese poetry. When you drill down into the news, we use the term frack. What you end up with, of course, right down at the very, very centre of current affairs is short-form Oriental verse. 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Trident failed test, so this is why she wants to bring back grammar schools.
The news in haikus. Right, let's do guest action. Right, we promised you hot guest action. That is what we deliver now. US comedian Chris Gethard is with us. Hello, Chris.
Hi.
Hi. Now, before we go further, of course, I want to clear up the pronunciation of your surname.
Yeah, I get this a lot.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And I've seen you talk about it before interviews, in fact. So just to be clear, it's spelt...
Gethard.
Yes.
Yes, easily Googleable. But it's pronounced Gethard.
Yes, by you, or because... Or, I mean, is it really? Or well, is that a sort of...
People are... Now that I'm in my 30s, people are generally okay with it. But like when I was like in around 12, 13 years old, that's when it really flared up, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
That's when it became an omnipresent aspect of my life.
Yeah, although it's, you know, it's no insult, is it? I mean, it's at the end of the day...
It's true.
You know.
Yeah.
I'd take Gethard. Hard as a surname, I think that's fine.
I guess it's better than get soft.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
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 But it does. I will tell you, in the moments where you do struggle, it makes it doubly embarrassing. It's like false advertising, you know.
Your show's called Career Suicide. This show, anyway, mm-hmm. the one we're going to mm-hmm. be talking about. But for those that don't, just very briefly run through a quick CV, because you were in the American Office. We've just been talking about that.
Uh-huh.
You've done so much, though. I mean, you've
I've
got
done
your
a
own...
bunch of small roles on my friend's bigger shows. Yeah, that's a lot of what I've done.
Yeah.
Broad City and Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But all good shows.
Thanks. I love that you say CV, and I love that you boldly said PR disguised in an interview. This is the most honest one of these I've ever done.
It is, though, isn't it? Let's not beat around the bush.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, listeners aren't stupid.
I like it, yeah.
Right, they know damn well what this is, so we like to be up front and just go, yeah.
For sure.
What it is, right, is man's flogging a thing.
Uh-huh.
He's going to come in here and do it, and we're going to pretend it's an interview. It is an interview. It's a nice chat. It's fine.
Yeah.
But it is what it is.
I feel quite comfortable now that it's all out in the open.
I'm glad you do. Otherwise, it's the elephant in the room.
Indeed.
So let's get it out of the way.
Sure.
What are you flogging, Chris?
Career Suicide, it's a show. I did it at the Edinburgh Fringe. I did an off-Broadway run in New York, produced by Judd Apatow.
Mm.
And it's a show. It's a comedy show. It's a little over an hour long. And it's mostly me talking about how I've dealt with some mental health issues, some depression, some suicidal thoughts, things that I think people generally think are... maybe not even great to talk about publicly, let alone don't find funny. And I'm trying to just make some jokes and put it out there and make that conversation a little easier on the table. And overall, I promise you, it's a comedy show. I've been a comedian in the States for 16 years, and it's not just all emo nonsense rambling. There's jokes in there too, for sure.
The thing is, though, I think it's that's the way to tackle these things, I think, because people, and certainly now, and I don't know whether it's because the media publicizes it more, or whether people are happy to talk about mental health problems and so on more than they ever were. But it's a good way of approaching it, I suppose, both for people who suffer from it and also people to come and learn about it. I think so.
I mean, when I first was dealing with this, I was very much in private. And I remember when I first talked to my parents about it, they were like, "I don't know, what did we say about?" But it was really only when I started making jokes. I'd make jokes, and my mom would be like, "Christopher, that's not appropriate." And then I'd look, and she'd be giggling, and that kind of opened up the conversation in my personal life. So I'm hoping I can maybe do my part to do that in a more public way.
Yeah, and it did very well in Edinburgh.
It was
very well reviewed.
Felt good about it.
Yeah.
Got lucky on that. Yeah, people were nice.
Because that's kind of, Edinburgh's, we get a lot of comedians, PR dressed up as interview, which I always think it's interesting, people's experiences of Edinburgh, because it's the world's biggest arts festival and everyone takes a show there. And just to get even noticed there is hard in itself. What's it like coming over as an American?
Well,
to
it was the most overwhelming thing in the world, man, because we don't really know, we have a very insular, we have our own, we have 50 whole states we can tour, we have our own festivals, we have our own, you know, Hollywood people to impress out there. So Edinburgh is kind of this very mysterious thing to American comedians, and I had no idea what I was in for. This was the most overwhelming thing in the world. I was stressed out all day. Everybody trying to hand me flyers, and then, you know, you just pray some people come to your show. And I got very, very lucky. People were very nice to me, and I also felt like, as an American, I think our reputation maybe in the UK is we just come over and we just start spit firing punchlines, and people at Edinburgh want a little bit more of a crafted thing. I was lucky that my show maybe fit that mold, but I think we come over, we don't really know what we're getting into as Americans. We're very, you know, very closed off and self-centered and arrogant as a people. I don't think those stereotypes are untrue. And I was happy to just go in and learn and it was a good time.
It's good that you bring up the stereotypes at a time, because you flew in on Saturday.
Oh, boy.
The day after the Trumpuration.
Oh, yeah.
What's your take on this? Because what a curious time to be living in.
It's a nightmare. Yeah. It's a nightmare. If you don't blame me personally for Trump, I won't blame you for Brexit, if that's a fair trade.
We'll take,
you know?
That, yeah.
Okay. I can't believe when Brexit went down, I really did feel like everyone in America was like, whoa, okay, we learned this was like a good learning. There was such a vibe of like, whoa, we got it. This is serious. We better not just joke around about this guy. And then at the end of the day, it went this way. And it's pretty, it's pretty embarrassing as to come over from the States. And I think I'm just going to claim I'm Canadian a lot while I'm here. A lot of claiming I'm Canadian while I'm here, for sure.
But in terms of being there while watching it happen, I mean, like it was with Brexit, and as I suppose it was interesting watching the sort of people that were voting for whatever reason they were.
Yeah.
And a lot of it was, part of this backlash against the liberal elite, and this whole being spoken to by people, I think, assuming that they know better than you,
yeah,
attitude, which the liberal left has sort of flown the flag for. And all of a sudden now it's people just going, no, we don't want to be told what to do anymore. And so it's a backlash against that. And is it that feeling in America as well?
It is. I mean, there's a lot of anger right now. There's a lot of people in my, I'm an artist who lives in New York, and there's a lot of real rage, and it's pretty disconcerting, and maybe some of it would have been more useful before the election. And, I think there's a lot of disturbing racism, sexism, homophobia that went into a lot of it. But at the end of the day, the tipping point were a lot of voters in certain states who don't have jobs anymore, where industry is left, and they felt like maybe they were longtime Democrats. They felt like they were being talked down to or ignored.
Yeah, yeah.
And I have to put my faith in the fact that not all of America is just racist and homophobic. I have to really just like really believe that that's not true, and hope that we'll get through this. And I have a very firm belief that this guy's not going to last 4 years, and I think that is a very omnipresent.
Are you talking Madonna with a missile?
I don't know if it'll be Madonna so much as you can only say so many insane things before you get impeached, which has never happened in American history before to someone's removal. But there's a lot of aspects of this that have never happened in American history before. So I know one of the only political scientists who predicted he would actually get elected also said, and he will be impeached within the first year as well. So I'm just knocking on wood that there's some truth to that, because it's nuts.
Yeah, we our favorite bit was the Russian prostitutes urinating on the mattress.
Oh,
that was
the best.
That was, that was like, come on, he's not even in office yet. This is
not
great
even
news.
In office. Yeah, all sorts of stuff. I mean, the fact that at his first press conference was complaining that the media said his crowd wasn't big. It's like, this is the most defensive, insane nonsense to come out of the gate with, and. It's tough. And, there's a lot of people, too. A lot of people in the States are going like, oh, but it's really good for comedy, right? And universally, you hear comedians going like, I would much prefer to have to work a lot harder for my jokes than to have this be the reality right now. So it's interesting times. And the best I can say, as an American who's over here a few days after the inauguration, the best I can say is we are as scared, if not more scared, than everybody else is. And, My apologies, my personal apologies.
Apologizing on behalf of a nation.
Yeah, it's tough.
Let's, speaking of miserable things, big Morrissey fan.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah,
love
so when
him.
Did this, when, because, and have you got Morrissey tattoos? Am I right?
I have his signature. I met him and he signed me.
And you got it tattooed over, or did he tattoo it on himself?
I wish I got to spend that much time with him. No, it was a very quick process of getting the signing, and then I got it tattooed, and then I also have the lyric, "It takes strength to be gentle and kind." And I know, I am aware that many people in the UK are very, very wary of Morrissey. He's either beloved or...
He's a sort of vegetarian Trump.
He's a divisive fellow. People don't love everything he says in the press, but I love the guy, and really fell in love with the Smiths when I was about 14, as one is wont to do. And I've never walked away from that.
How did because I've never met Morrissey, actually. Johnny Marr I've met loads of times, but I've never met Morrissey. And is he when you go up to him and say, could you sign my shoulder, is that the kind of thing Morrissey's going to go, yeah, fine? Or were you a bit sort of, his reputation precedes him, he might be a bit miserable about it?
I have friends who work for Jimmy Fallon, and he played Fallon's show, and I got backstage, and he walked by me, and I just very quietly said, Morrissey, it would mean the world to me if you could sign my arm. And he was like, yes, of course. And it was all very quiet and shy, and I said, I can't thank you enough for your songs. They've meant so much to me. And he said, hard to believe. And then he finished up and walked away, and I just about fainted on the spot.
Wow.
Yeah. It was like, he was so cartoonishly Morrissey about the whole thing that I was like, wow, there's none of him that is an act. It is all real.
Did you read his book? You know, it was one of the worst reviewed.
It was a tough read. It was a tough read. I'm not going to lie. I'm about as big a fan as there is, and I'm about halfway through it all these years later.
It's not easy, is it?
Ooh, it's so much complaining about court cases and teachers from high school.
Yeah.
I like it, though. He stays on brand. You know, he certainly stays on... He takes a lot of knocks for being so vegetarian these days. And I think it's... There's a part of me that's like, why are we making fun of him now? Because he's been pushing this for 30 years. He's been standing behind this one for 3 decades. Why are we making fun of him now? But yeah, I like the guy. My show, there's some heavy Morrissey references in it, which in Edinburgh, I found out, they play a lot differently here than they do in the States, for sure. The States, I mostly have to explain who Morrissey is, and here there's a lot of people going like, oh, God, all right, okay, we'll put up with it.
Well, yeah, until he gets back to the depression jokes. Yeah.
It does, it all makes sense, right? A depressed guy who loves Morrissey. Yeah. I really fit a stereotype on that one.
The other thing I want to talk about very quickly, because we're going to run out of time, but I wanted to touch on it, because I know you've written a book. Better written than Morris's, but the one about ghost stories and sort of urban sort of tales of New York and so on and so forth, which is an area we've talked about on the show before, which I kind of like. So is that something you were sort of fascinated, but why sort of the ghost stories of New York? What led you down that route as a comic?
It actually is more New Jersey originally. I grew up in New Jersey, and there's a magazine there called Weird New Jersey, which these two guys just made. It was more of a fanzine than a magazine, and it was all just about haunted places in New Jersey, and I loved it when I was a kid, and they hired me when I was 19 years old to come work for them, and I would go take pictures in abandoned mental hospitals.
I really envious that. I'd love to do that. Yeah.
Got paid to visit a tree where when you touch the devil's tree, you touch the tree and then you die on the way home. It's the devil's tree, the devil's tower, a lot of things.
You touched the tree,
though,
right?
Yeah, I touched the tree. And that was many years ago, and I haven't kicked it yet. But it was a great job. It was a great, great job.
Because there's the Jersey Devil and stuff as well.
Jersey Devil. Yeah. That's the big one. And it's pretty fun. That's like a big part of being a teenager growing up in New Jersey is you drive around and you waste a lot of time looking at places that are haunted and you imbibe some substances and you go and you freak out, and it's a pretty great time. And I was lucky. That's always a job where I'm like, it's the best job I've ever had. If I got that job when I was 26 instead of 19, I'd still be doing it today.
Yeah.
There's not many better gigs than get paid to go inside mental hospitals.
I'd like to do that.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a sweet gig.
We're out of time, sadly. But first show tonight of the run at the Soho Theatre in London.
Opens tonight at the Soho. I hope people come out. It's a pretty good time.
Yeah. Are you doing it just in London, or are you taking it a bit around the UK?
No, just in London.
Just in London.
Yeah, I think it's 12 shows here and then back home, yeah.
Okay, well, listen, thanks. It's been good to see you. Good coming in.
Likewise, thanks for having me.
So, 23rd of January to the 4th of February, 9:45 p.m, Chris Gethard. Not Get Hard, let's be clear on that. Career Suicide is the show. Chris, pleasure to talk to you. Thank you
Likewise.
So much.
Thanks
You're listening
so much.
To Talk Radio in the Afternoons. The Big Debate is on the way. The Big Debate at 3. We will also have the Diversity paper review. That's coming up. If you haven't heard of that before, that is, of course, a paper review, as you'd expect on the radio, but done each day by a different diversity, making us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. And we also kick a Kickstarter up the arse before 4 o'clock. Someone's crowdfunding idea, given a kick up the arse on the radio. We'll be doing that all to come on the programme. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
He scored! 4-0! Oh, look at the celebration! 3 backflips, double somersault! There's the strutting chicken, the shirt's off, and here comes the 11-man pyramid!
That's not a big deal. This is. Pizza Hut Delivery's £14 deal now includes a large pizza, garlic bread, wedges, drink, and an Now TV Sky Sports or Entertainment Pass when ordered online at Pizza Hut Delivery.
Only valid online at participating Pizza Hut Delivery stores. Limited delivery areas. Subject to availability until 31st of January. Now TV account, broadband, 3G required. 18+. Month passes when unless cancelled. T's and T's apply.
Now at Trade Point. Tarmac Post Mix Concrete, just £2.90 per 20kg bag. Hurry, when it's gone, it's gone. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade Point.
Get ready for 7 days of fabulous in the sun. That's 7 days of fashion, 7 days of fitness tips, 7 days of celebrity interviews and real life stories. Pick up the sun for your fix of fabulous every Monday to Saturday and your glossy fabulous mag on Sunday. Don't miss it. Every day in the sun.
Most people find a car and then apply for finance.
but Richard from Rotherham visited carfinance247.co.uk and got his finance first. As well as no arrangement fees, he can buy from any deal he likes. So congratulations, Richard. You're good to go.
Get your finance first and then you're good to go.
Apply now at carfinance247.co.uk.
Rates from 5.4% APR. We're a broker regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Representative 27.7% APR. All circumstances considered.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio. At 3 o'clock, good afternoon. Welcome along. If you're just joining us, it is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, PM was told about Trident missile test. Sinn Féin announces new Stormont leader and are selfies art?
Talk Radio.
Downing Street has revealed Theresa May was told a Trident missile test was successful. It's after claims there's been a cover-up of the warhead malfunctioning last summer, just weeks before the Prime Minister asked MPs to renew the system. SNP MP Angus McNeill has told Talk Radio it doesn't look good.
Theresa May knows full well these aren't just any ordinary missiles. These are very expensive missiles that are there to carry nuclear weapons, and this is deeply embarrassing for her and deeply embarrassing for the political posture she adopts when it comes to nuclear weapons.
The Defence Secretary will be questioned by MPs about what happened this afternoon. Sinn Féin Minister Michelle O'Neill will succeed Martin McGuinness as the party's leader in Northern Ireland. He resigned as Deputy First Minister, forcing a snap assembly election which is due to take place in March. She says she's not afraid to act.
We will continue to reach out to promote equality and reconciliation and to show positive leadership. These are challenging times, and we have set ourselves big objectives. But Republicans have never been afraid of the challenge.
A woman has been jailed for 9 years for planning to let a paedophile attack her 7-year-old daughter. She exchanged dozens of messages with 54-year-old Stuart Bailey from Pontypridd, including naked pictures of the girl. He has been sentenced to 13 years in prison. Holidaymakers are being advised to check the status of their flights before going to airports. Almost 200 flights in southern England have been cancelled because of fog. And selfies of Barack Obama, David Cameron and Benedict Cumberbatch will feature in a new art exhibition. They'll hang in the Saatchi Gallery in London alongside more traditional self-portraits of artists like Van Gogh and Rembrandt. Organisers say it'll offer a compelling insight into the history and creative potential of the selfie.
Is it the inappropriate David Cameron selfie from the funeral of Nelson Mandela?
I'm not sure which selfie it is, to be honest. So I don't know, but that did happen, you're right. Yeah.
All the news there with Victoria.
And the analysis by Cornelius.
Thank you.
That's why people tune in. You thought it was just because Sheila Fogarty's boring, but it isn't that. It isn't. It's for the in-depth analysis we provide. Right, you've done the weather.
No!
People tune in for the weather. We've got to do the weather. Here's Victoria with the weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Fog lifting across the Midlands and southern England. Otherwise, cold with some sunshine, highs of 9 degrees.
Is that the same fog that's cancelling flights?
Yes.
All the analysis there.
And it's due to return. So it's lifting, but it's going to be back later. It's a little tease.
Yeah, in your face, Fogarty. Fogarty.
Oh, yes.
Flights are cancelled.
Because of Sheila Fogarty.
At airports.
Yeah. And she's lifting, but she'll return. Thick Fogarty, they call her, don't they? Over on LBC there.
I think we've spoken about them a lot today.
Well. Anyway, so here's the sport now. Do you think they do this over there? Don't think so.
Here's, not at all.
Here's Ben with the pre-recorded... They probably have live sport. Here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport, live from where, topically, people are eating burned food, just as... In the day that you're not supposed to, but they are, and it's really crispy and dry, and the people are eating it. And Ben Sport's coming live from there.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Oh. Good afternoon. Arsenal boss Arsene Wenger will learn today if he'll be punished by the FA for pushing the fourth official. He shoved Anthony Taylor after being sent to the stands late on in their 2-1 Premier League win over Burnley. Wenger regrets the incident and has apologised, saying he should have shut up and gone home. Sunderland's Paddy Gilavogi has been charged with violent conduct by the FA after an incident late on in Saturday's defeat at West Brom. The defender appeared to swing his arms towards the face of Baggies midfielder Darren Darren Fletcher. It was missed by referee Craig Pawson, but caught on video. The Senegalese international, who was sent off against Hull earlier in the season, faces a potential four-match ban, found guilty of the charge. Finally, tennis. British women's number one Johanna Konta will face Serena Williams in the quarterfinals of the Australian Open after beating Ekaterina Makarova 6-1, 6-4. Elsewhere, Rafa Nadal beat Gael Monfils in four sets. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Powered by TalkSport there. Ben's News live from where people are eating the burned food that you're not allowed to eat anymore because it will kill you, according to today's news. It's 3:05 in the afternoons, and you're listening to...
This is LBC 97.3.
No, I'm Sheila Fogarty.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes.
Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Thank you. Radio. So today, of course, because Madonna has said that she wanted to blow up the White House, today's text-in for a Monday is music and terrorism. And that's what we've already had. Vanilla ISIS. We've already had that. ISIS the Sledge. We've had that. Ku Klux Klanny Lennox. Gavin's been on. Al-Shababra Streisand.
Yeah. Yeah,
very good. What else, Cornelius? What's
lots coming in. Lots of really good ones. This is from Michael, who says Bezbollah.
Bezbollah. Good. Very good. Is that the terrorist organisation that stands at the side of other ones, just not really doing very much?
Yeah. Just shaking maracas.
Bezbollah.
Shane says Chairman Tapao.
Right.
And he's also said P. Diddy Amin. And finally, from Jason, who says... Tamil Diamond.
Tamil Tiger. Good. Nataliban in Brulia. 8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the word talk.
It's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Talk Radio. It's time for the big debate. So as we've been hearing then, the woman singer Madonna has been pictured today hovering above the White House in Washington, D.C. like one of the spaceships out of off of Independence Day, but in a conical bra. Madonna, if you've been listening to the news or seen it in the papers, has threatened to blow the White House up, of course. Speaking out of the Women's March in Washington, D.C. for women, the Women's March for Women at the weekend, leading Trump's spokes liars to point out that she wouldn't have got away with it if she'd said it about Obama. That's the quote this morning. That's what one of Trump's spokes things said. I suppose that's right. And just as Obama wouldn't have got away with it, you know, saying misogynist things about women and grabbing their cats. There have been howls of protest about what Madonna said, even though... had she blown the White House up, that would still have been more forgivable than her cover version of American Pie. The Secret Service are genuinely, though, investigating Madonna's comments to see, and I quote, if she poses a credible threat, although that might mean more for her acting career. So far, their body of evidence includes her 1993 film Body of Evidence and that crap Shanghai Surprise film she did with Sean Penn. Now, on the line... having called Talk Radio this afternoon, is Ross. Good afternoon, Ross.
Hello?
Hello? Ross, hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you for calling. Now,
go on.
You heard me say the word howls in that somewhere, but you've dropped the H from that off the front of it, haven't you? And you phoned in because you don't like owls.
Yeah. H's and owls are my two biggest fears.
Yes. What is it?
I don't like owls.
Why?
Well, don't get me wrong.
I won't. Well, I might.
Good. Because I won't call back again if you do.
Okay.
I don't like owls because they're weird. They're the weirdest of all birds, aren't they? Do you agree?
Are they?
But they turn their head right round, John.
They do that, yeah. What's wrong with that, though? Right. Wouldn't it be better if all birds did that, though?
Turn their head right round?
Yes, turn their head right round.
No, I'll tell you something. There's only one bird, I don't mind what she does, could turn her head right round.
Yep.
And she spits things, and it's in that film.
Yes. Shanghai Surprise.
The Iron Lady.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's, yeah.
Yeah. What is it about that? Hello? What is it about? Hello? Can you hear me?
Go on.
Right. Can you hear me now, though?
I can hear you. Can you hear me, all right?
I can.
I just had some Pepsi Max. Could you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Go on.
Hold the line. I want to bring Walter in on this argument. Hello, Walter.
Right.
Yeah. So, you've heard Ross there. He doesn't like owls. What's wrong? You do like owls, because you've heard him say he doesn't like owls, and you've called him with the opposing point of view. Why do you like owls?
Well, they're all right, aren't they?
Yeah.
They've got nice big eyes.
Yes.
They're quite fluffy.
Yeah.
I know the brown ones can give you cancer now, so
that's right.
I can understand why he doesn't like those. But normal ones are all right, you know. And I like the way they eat food as well. They'll eat a mouse.
Don't keep it down,
though,
do they?
Hang on, Ross.
Well, their body takes the good stuff out and rejects the rest. It's like what I do with kebabs.
Yeah, do you think right. There's a problem with this, though? And it is an interesting argument. But two things. One, of course, is that we know today that they've been testing cancer on mice. That's been in the news. And if an owl then eats a brown mouse... Okay, is that going to give an owl cancer? That's what we're hearing in the papers, right?
Yes, I think
because it's all about the colour of the thing. It's all about it's a shame it comes back to colour in the end, this sort of argument, isn't it? And that's it's a very backward-looking thing to me. But no, I mean, Ross, you'd probably say this, but no animals should be darker than a golden brown colour. Anything darker than that, and that owl or animal could give you cancer. That's what we're hearing in the news.
Go on.
I've finished. Your turn.
Do you want me to agree with you?
It's up to you, really, if you want to.
Can't they just not feed them mice?
There you go.
Give them something else.
What about that one? What about that pot noodle for an owl? Would you give an owl a pot noodle? Walter?
Hello? No.
It's a simple question. Walter, oh, you're right. Okay.
Pot noodle, Walter. Walter, pot noodle, mate.
No, I'd eat a pot noodle, but I wouldn't eat an owl.
Would you give an owl a pot noodle?
Only if it was a golden one.
Yeah, because otherwise we know what happens.
Yeah,
golden owl or golden pot noodle?
Let's bring in... I just want to bring in a little bit of the history of this. We know owls first came to Britain. They were brought by the adventurer Sir Francis Drake. He brought them back from the Caribbean, of course. Gave an owl as a present to Queen Victoria. She kept the owl. She popularised it, and that's why we have owls. And I just wonder if you know, can you imagine a nation without an owl, Ross? A nation without...
I often do, yeah.
But what makes that nation better? I mean, that's the argument. That's the crux of the argument, isn't it?
Well, it's owless, John.
He says
But why is that a good thing?
Because I don't like owls. You're not listening to me, or what?
I thought that you were just after the brown ones. Have I called you
an owl? Are you talking about pot noodles?
No,
are you one of these people? Are you one of these people, Ross, who thinks that owls are man-made? One of these deniers, an owl denier? Is that what you are?
No, John. They make themselves. Owls make themselves. They're owl makers. Big owls make the little owls.
Yeah. Well, interesting you mention that, because in Sweden, of course, where they're doing these trials, I don't know if you've heard about them, over there they've got owls. Their owls are as big as an elk. They're enormous.
An
owl in Sweden is as big as an elk, and it's what they do is they because the, you know, the head turns round. You know, don't know whether you know that the head turns round.
Elks.
No, an owl.
Owls. An owl's head goes round, an elk's
head. Which
don't.
Way round?
You twist.
Which way round?
In Sweden, you can twist an owl's head off.
Twist an owl's head off.
And store other owls in the big owl.
No, those
which
are
is as big as an elk.
What do the elks get into this? The elks are doing it.
As big an owl is as big as an elk. So in Sweden.
You've got a hell of a stutter today, John.
You put That's what they do in Sweden, they keep owls in a big owl. That's
Big owl? You say you're in charge?
Yep. Now, look, let's talk about terrorism, because Madonna has.
Go on.
The IRA, as we know, used... it's timely today because of the Michelle O'Neill, of course, coming into Sinn Féin after Martin McGuinness resigned. But the IRA, of course, famously used owls in the 1970s, didn't they, as a terror threat. They'd leave owls under pub tables and to flap and scare people. And I wonder, and we obviously the peace agreement stopped this happening, but, you know, if we don't want to go back to those days, do we, Walter?
Why not?
Well, because, leaving owls under tables, it's not... I mean, should we not put owls beyond use? Has Ross got a point? Should owls be put beyond use?
No, I don't think they should. I think they should be given jobs in the government. Well, yeah. A group of owls is called a parliament, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, cool. To do that, stick them in there,
yeah,
and let them do that. My favourite owl was the one on the old tablet on the telly. Do you remember that?
Which advert was that?
It was an insurance advert, and their phone number was 282820.
Oh, yeah.
They should bring that back.
Yeah. What was a sort of...
You can't get rid of it. Like that.
As a sort of owl helpline number or something.
Yes.
When you'd only call it... If you could turn your head right round in a circle, you call them for help, do you?
That's right.
Could you, though? Wouldn't that be a good... Because, like, the IRA... as it used to be called... I mean, we're calling that... It used to be called the Owl RA, of course. When
the real Owl RA.
Yeah. When they...
They're called IRA.
The provisional owl RA. When they used to phone in the warnings, of course, because they left owls under tables, they would. That was the number that was used, wasn't it? The 2-2-1.
Go on. Was it?
I want you to listen to some music just very quickly. Just have a listen. Just have a listen to this for a minute.
The owl and the pussycat went to see.
Now, we haven't really talked about that trip, but before we do, let's listen to that again, but in the world that Ross wants.
The owl and the pussycat went to sea.
Now, that's just a pussy at sea, isn't it now? If you get rid of an owl, you've just got a pussycat, and it's at sea. And it's there, no protection for that now, because the owl isn't there, and that pussy could be grabbed at any time by a president of the United States.
If it's at sea, it could easily get wet, John.
Yeah.
Without
the owl to help it out of the water...
Yeah.
You know, what I'm saying is, you've killed... Ross, what I'm saying is that you may well want to get rid of owls, but if you do, you're also going to kill cats.
Well, I don't like cats as well, but we could do that another time.
Good idea. That's the end of the debate. That's all we've got time for, really. So, it's contentious, isn't it? I mean, do you like owls? Do you think... We need owls in post-Brexit Britain when we've got reading glasses and cloth. Let us know, 87 treble 2.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Walter, could you sum up the debate for me in one word, please?
Boot.
And Ross?
Elk.
That's the big debate. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
At Honda, we say why business or pleasure? Our CR-V offers both. Smart technology and a sense of luxury have made it one of the world's best-selling SUVs. Yet it's the ideal company car, too, with great safety features and contract hire packages that mean a 1.6 SE Plus starts from £185 a month. Ask our fleet specialists about Honda for your business and pleasure.
Honda contract hire rentals for business users only. 3-year contract illustration based on 6 months rentals in advance followed by 35 monthly payments. 10,000 miles per annum, non-maintained and no metallic paint. Excludes VAT at 20%. You will not own the vehicle at the end of the contract. Additional charges may apply. For full terms and conditions, visit honda.co.uk/contract hire.
911, what's your emergency?
I'd like to talk to the police. I've been robbed.
Robbed?
Well, hustled.
Okay, and do you know who did this to you?
Yeah, it was a British guy. Ronnie
O'Sullivan?
That's him. Turns out he's a 5-time snooker world champion. Took all my money, car, pants.
Where was this, sir? Memphis, San Francisco?
Chicago.
That's the 5th time this week.
What?
Nothing. We'll deal with this, sir.
He took my pants!
Ronnie's teaching America a lesson. Ronnie O'Sullivan's American Hustle. Coming to history, Thursdays at 10.
This is a live update for UK businesses.
Right now, the world demands quality goods and services that UK businesses can supply. From technology to the USA, education to Hong Kong, or offshore wind equipment to France. For help and support meeting this global opportunity, search Exporting is Great.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Better news on the southbound side of the M1. The lane has reopened on the exit slip road due to a broken down vehicle, so all moving well now at junction 28 for Mansfield. Eastbound M180, better news as well. All lanes have reopened following a broken down vehicle between junction 2 for Gainsborough and 3 for Scunthorpe. And the northbound side of the A19, the exit slip road, still closed due to an accident involving a coach and a car at the junction with the A1018 with queues back to the B1285. I'm Andrew Challoner.
Nothing, naught, nil, or in Swedish, ingenting. There are many ways of saying zero. We think you'll particularly like our version, because with nothing comes nothing to worry about. And that's what 0% APR finance does when you buy a Volvo Select approved used car. 0% APR finance, 0% worry. And for even less hassle, we're offering 2-year servicing for just $199. Visit the Volvo Select used car event at your nearest Volvo dealership from Thursday the 26th to the 30th of January and enjoy having zero to worry about. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Offer available on used vehicles bought from 26th to 30th of January at participating dealers. Finance subject to status. 50% minimum deposit. Minimum £6,000 to finance. 18s or over. T's and C's apply. Guarantees may be required. Volvo Car Credit.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley-Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley-Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Just getting some of the figures in, by the way, if you listen to the big debate there on whether or not we need owls. Some of the figures coming in. Donald Trump's spokesface has said that there were, and I'm quoting now, just looking at the figures, it is breaking news, there were 1 million owls at his inauguration. Now, the photographs, of course, don't show any owls at all. Not even one. But Donald Trump is saying this afternoon that there were 1 million owls watching him become President of the United States of America. A lot more coming in here about brown owls. Of course, you should avoid brown owls if you are a brownie at all. You should avoid brown owls because they give you cancer. Only go for a golden owl. Not a brown owl. That's the health advice today. Of course, Cornelius, what have you got coming
in? Lots coming in. John, these people who want to get rid of owls, they need to rethink. They need to think with their hearts and not with their headwigs. That's coming from Harry Potter. Yeah. John, I think it's wrong that owls only come out at night. I think they should be able to tell people they're gay at any point.
Michael Fallon, the Defence Secretary, of course, is due to give a speech on owls in the in the Commons very shortly indeed. This, of course, is when Britain let an owl go just off the coast of America, meaning that the owl, thinking that the owl would fly towards Africa, but in fact apparently there's a malfunction with the programming of the owl and it instead turned towards America, but the owl wasn't armed, so that's fine. But we don't know where the tree... We think Theresa May did now know about the owl, but of course this was controversial because it came in the same week that the government did that that vote to keep owls. Anyway, Michael Fallon, the Defence Secretary, and head of owls, will be talking about that in the Commons in the next 7 minutes or so. We'll bring you that news as we have it. It's time for today's Diversity Paper Review. Each and every day on this programme, on the radio, between 1 and 4 o'clock in the afternoons on Talk Radio, we bring you a paper review. But ours is a little bit different to everyone else's in that we use it as a platform to promote diversity. Each day we bring a different diversity in to make them review the papers, even sometimes when they don't want to and haven't got time. Today's diversity, then, we welcome Matt back. Matt's diversity is that he is...
I'm Jewish.
Yes. And what papers have you been going through for us, Matt?
The Sun.
Right. And what have you found within it?
Well, I found a great story, which we can open up to discussion, I thought.
Let's do that, because that's, you know, that's what you do.
That's what we're here for. Yeah. Essentially, it's a list of fake fast food restaurant chains that haven't been sued. So, as
I
in,
see.
Yes, they just like rip off names. Like, for instance, I was in Europe at some point, and there was a sign that said "genuine fake watches."
Well, you can't argue with that.
No.
So that's fair enough. But give an example of a rip off food chain. How does that work?
So a Burger Queen.
Oh, so okay. So it's a burger joint.
Yeah.
But they've just done that.
Yeah.
Do they use the same sort of logo?
Yeah, similar logo, just written it a bit differently. Basically, they've just chopped it up in Photoshop or something.
Right. Recently, a man with one shop called it something like Sainsbury's, but not quite Sainsbury's. Sainsbury's stopped him from doing it or something.
Sainsbury.
Yes, something like that. He uses the same font. And so they came down on him and told him to stop. So it's a similar thing to that. But these are ones that people are getting away with it and it's fine.
Yeah, like Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
Good.
I can't imagine what that would be like.
Yeah.
It's like when they changed their name to Pasta Hut for a while. OFC. And their photo is not of the Colonel, but of Barack Obama.
What's that got to do... What?
So KFC
became that.
OFC.
Yeah.
So instead of having a picture of the Colonel, it was Obama's fried chicken.
Yeah, but what's that got... But Obama isn't a place. Whereas Kentucky is. So is this specifically chicken of the sort that Obama would fry?
Perhaps.
If indeed
perhaps it's the sort of
he
chicken
were frying
he,
any.
Perhaps it's the sort of chicken him and Michelle would eat on a casual Thursday night.
Interesting. I say interesting.
Would you go to Sub Day? Would you get a footlong from there?
I mean, that's not even a good... Why Sub Day?
A sub a day keeps the doctor away? Maybe that's their slogan.
Right. Is this a Trident sub? Does it fire meatballs in towards America?
You ask it what you want and it gives you something different.
Yeah, good.
I don't go more than a week without going to Starbucks coffee.
Why is this in the news?
I've been quite busy, right? I scrolled down about halfway on the website.
Fine.
And I found Dunkin' Donuts.
What website were you on? Don't Google Dunkin' Donuts, kids.
No, stay safe. So yeah, so they've not been sued though.
Okay,
which is reassuring.
Great.
It was Sainsbury's local.
Thank you. I knew it was something like that.
About,
there you go. I knew there was a thing. I knew half the details, but not even that.
Sainsbury.
On the story.
Strong journalism there as always.
Absolutely, that's what I'm here for.
I know, but there's the latest craze amongst the young people like Cornelius are tongue tattoos.
Oh yeah.
I don't have any tattoos. I don't think any of us do, unless you've got hidden ones.
Have you seen Cass?
I'm talking about the three of us.
Oh, okay, fine.
But yeah.
So Cass is essentially a walking chav. Cornelius, have you never considered tattoos?
No, my friends all really took the mick out of me when we did. If you had to get a tattoo, what would you get? And I was put in the stocks.
Put in the stocks.
Well, basically, I was because I suggested a lyric from my favourite song. Which is called Life by Beans on Toast, and it would have just said life is about living, and then my friends all told me and I realised that that would be the worst tattoo in the world.
That would be on things
life,
I regret.
Life is for living.
God,
never ever get
be
music
awful.
Lyrics.
Yeah, so, I think that's well. I mean, no, I think music lyrics does work, but just not that one.
Yeah, I might get like a Disney or a Harry Potter quote because I'm sad.
What Disney quote would you get?
I'd probably be from Peter Pan.
Hey, Pluto! Just that.
I'm going to be saying from Peter Pan by J.M. Barrie. Greatest story ever told.
Well, yeah, that's technically not Disney, that's J.M. Barrie.
Yeah, but that's true.
Just, yeah. And I like that you went for the lowbrow version.
Well, it's your show, so I like to open it up to all the audience.
Fair point.
But yeah, so tongue tattoos are the latest craze.
That's got to hurt, getting your tongue tattooed.
I can't imagine having... I mean, it's a needle, isn't it, essentially? Just being pierced into your tongue with ink permanently. There. I don't know what I'd get. I wouldn't get anything on my tongue.
Victoria's got tattoos.
I do, yeah.
Would you get anything on your tongue?
No.
Have you had anything on your tongue?
I've not had a tattoo or piercing on my tongue, no.
No. Why wouldn't you get, if it's the new thing, a tattooed tongue, why wouldn't you do
I
it?
I just don't think it'd look good. And I think with tattoos, or I guess piercings as well, you want it to have a nice appearance, or it's going to be aesthetically pleasing. But I think on a tongue, that will just look weird. People are like, oh, have you eaten sweets or whatever?
If he spilt the ink spill, it looked like he'd eaten a blackjack, wouldn't it?
What was it smudges just over time?
Yeah.
I don't think tattoos smudge over time.
It might do. Have you got a tongue tattoo?
No.
Then how do you know?
By the way...
I think they fade in the tongue, don't they? Tattoos.
There used to be a thing where the inner lip would get tattooed.
Yeah, so I know people have got their inner lip tattooed, but it's faded quite...
Yeah. Again, that looks stupid.
Fascinating insight. Again, by the way, quick health mention there. I mentioned eating a blackjack. The advice is don't eat any jack that's darker than a golden brown one at the moment. If you go dark for a darker jack.
A fruit salad, though.
Yeah, then it could give you cancer. But apparently getting a tongue tattoo is not as painful as getting one on other parts of you, according to the research that some tattoo tongue people have done.
That's a niche job.
By the way, a dice, a cockroach, and an anchor are some of the most startling emblems to grace a tongue. Should you be wishing to do
a dice?
A dice.
I wonder what number it's on.
Doesn't say.
No.
Right, what paper was that in?
The Sun.
Oh, gosh.
It's all the Sun.
Oh, right, you just went for that.
Yeah.
Oh, fine. All right, well, that's some news. We'll go through some more news from... The Sun, very shortly with lazy old Matt. In the next 10 minutes of the programme, it's 3:30. Victoria's got the news now.
Talk Radio.
Downing Street says Theresa May was told about an apparent failed Trident missile test was successful when she came into office last year. It reportedly malfunctioned off the coast in Florida in June, but the government insists the weapons capability are not in question. Conservative James Gray, who's on the Commons Defence Committee, says it's right the details were kept quiet.
I think actually everything to do with Trident ought to be secret and shouldn't be announced to the world, whether it be successful or not. There are only 5 tests in the last 20 years or something, so it's very infrequent tests. I think they ought to be kept secret, and the Americans do and the Russians do, and therefore we should do too.
The Defence Secretary will be questioned by MPs about what happened shortly. Sinn Féin has a new leader in Northern Ireland, Michelle O'Neill. The 40-year-old has none of the former IRA baggage carried by some party colleagues. A woman who was going to let a paedophile rape her 7-year-old daughter has been jailed for 9 years. Cardiff Crown Court had the woman planned the attack with a man in a series of messages and bought sleeping pills to drug the girl. He has been jailed for 13 years. The head of GCHQ, Robert Hannigan, is stepping down due to personal reasons. Robert Hannigan's been chief of the intelligence agency since 2014. And Hull says midfielder Ryan Mason has been speaking to club officials in hospital about the incident that left him with a fractured skull. He needed an operation after clashing heads with Chelsea's Gary Cahill during their 2-0 Premier League defeat. The weather, more fog tonight across England and Wales, cloudy with light rain in Scotland and Northern Ireland, freezing. Tomorrow, fog will be slow to clear in the south again, brighter elsewhere, but showers in the northwest. Cold in the east, but temperatures getting up to 10 degrees in the west. There's more in half an hour.
There is more in half an hour with Victoria there. You can have the news tattooed on you.
Like, it changes, though, doesn't
it? Yeah, but think about the classic Peter Pan, right? Matt is into that, so he's going to get a line. You could have a line from the news just tattooed on you permanently.
Brexit means Brexit.
That, yeah. If you wanted that.
It's a catchphrase,
isn't
it?
Have that done just above your bottom.
I thought you were trying to appeal to the 52%, John.
No, I'm just suggesting that one could have, you know, something newsworthy. You could just have, there's more in half an hour written down your arm.
Nah.
It's like your catchphrase.
In Japanese.
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
Because I don't understand.
You've got other catchphrase. The weather. Could have. Can you say that?
Do you know what? I'm not planning any tattoos for the time being. So.
Are you not?
I'm definitely not going to take your suggestion.
Have you reached peak tattoo?
I don't know about that. I'm open to having more.
Do you regret your current tattoos?
I have one on my ankle, and I regret that a little bit because it's much bigger and more obvious than I thought it would be.
Well, get a smaller ankle.
The ankle's not the problem, John. It's
oh, sorry, I thought you meant your ankle. I thought you got that swell. What's the tattoo on your ankle of?
It's a rose.
I prefer lilies.
Thanks, Matt. Right, more from Matt in a moment. With insight like that, I know I can't wait. Plus, we have a good Kickstarter in this half an hour. If you've got a Kickstarter project, a crazy idea that, an invention you've had. crazy thing, you know, like a Trident missile that goes the right way. Something like that, something unbelievable. And you want to beg for the public's coin in order to fund it, then get in touch with us. You can do that. 8722
start
is that.
Start your message with the word
Talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with anywhere.
And we'll meet such an entrepreneur. It's like Dragon's Den, isn't it, in here? It's like an Argos Dragon's Den. We'll do it in the next half an hour here on Talk Radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. And now for something cornflakely different. Satisfy your appetite for meaty news debate and unfiltered comments on The Breakfast Show with Extra Bite.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Make toast, not war.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
All the tattoo chat you could possibly want. That's Talk Radio. All right, so that's in the sun today. Tongue tattoos are the latest craze. We've also done something else from the sun, which was takeaways. Getting away with rip-off brand names like Pizza Hut. Where are we going next? Is it the Sun newspaper?
Well, I scrolled down a little bit further on their tab, but I found this story in the Sun.
Matt's got the diversity paper review. What have you found?
This is something that I thought would really appeal to you. It's male suspenders.
Male suspenders?
Yeah, you're wearing a shirt today.
Correct.
You look good in a shirt.
Thanks, mate.
Con never really wears shirts, doesn't dress up for the occasion. No. I do, when it's a bit warmer, I'll wear a shirt. Yep. At the moment, I need a jumper. And sometimes to avoid yourself looking scruffy,
yes,
to make sure your shirt is constantly tucked in.
Oh, yes.
They've created the male suspender. It's called the S holder, and it ensures gents can stay smart all day no matter how much they move. So you attach it to the shirt and it kind of goes on your thighs.
Yes.
And it keeps your shirt tucked in.
I think that's a very good idea.
I think it's smart.
Yes, so do I, because let's be honest, you know, going about your everyday business, one shirt becomes ruffled.
Exactly.
And I'm always envious of those that can keep a shirt flat and tucked in. And you think, how do you do that? Mm. And I thought it was like John Major used to do, and you tuck your shirt into your pants. But I could never quite bring myself to do that.
It does feel weird.
For fear that it's stupid. So I think this is a good idea, because I don't think... I mean, it's all very well, women going on a march about their problems, right? Isn't it, over the weekend? And that's fine. I have no problem with that. I'm not Piers Morgan. I think it's fine, right? But, you know, where's the help for men in this department? This has been overlooked. An untucked shirt. It's been overlooked in the struggle for feminism.
My mum always tells me that I look better with a shirt tucked in, right? But I can't help it. I'm busy. I'm at work all day. I'm working with the likes of you who are very demanding.
That's
and I have to be on top of my game at all times.
Yes.
And my shirt sometimes comes untucked.
Yeah, yeah. But they do that. I mean, the thing is, some shirts have to be worn out. You know, outwards, they're supposed to sort of dangle, but others are supposed to be tucked in, certainly in a smart scenario. I'm going to stop you there just for a moment, by the way, because being a breaking news station, we're just going to... Michael Fallon, the Defence Secretary, he's speaking right now about this Trident missile test that we've all been hearing about. I think we can go over live for that, live to the Commons.
Whether it was him or the Prime Minister David Cameron at the time who took the decision of his department to shelve the customary practice of publicising the test and ordering a news blackout. Finally, can he also say what discussions he has had with the present Prime Minister about this test?
Okay, Michael Fallon about to speak, we think, in answer to this question in the Commons at the moment.
Submarine programme last July. Mr Speaker, can I finish by paying tribute to the members of our armed forces who for the last 48 years have maintained Operation Relentless, which has maintained our continued at-sea deterrent?
Well, I'm grateful to the Honourable Gentleman, and I do appreciate that he's...
Michael Fallon speaking now.
...a very close interest in defence and has borne responsibility for the defence of our country and is a supporter of the deterrent.
And there he was. Carry on, Matt. Where were we talking about?
So, male suspenders and why you should keep your shirt tucked in at all times. It's really important. We're doing the hard-hitting news stories here on Talk Radio. I can't keep my shirt tucked in all day. I know, John, you've had the issues, but we finally found a way that we can both manage.
Yeah, they're called suspenders.
Cornelius had my shirt tucked in all day.
You took a T-shirt in?
Yeah, because it's cold. It's warm. Helps keep in the warmth. Good warmth tip.
Anyway, where am I going to get myself one of these? And now we've mentioned it on the radio, do we get a free one?
Well, Nick Venn, who's CEO, doesn't tell us where we can get them from. But he says he came up with the idea because I hated having to retuck my shirt all the time.
Best thing he's done since his diagram, Nick.
That was good. Right, so... you just got that.
Yeah, I have to look at the name again.
Yeah, I don't know. Birthdays. We've got to go to the birthdays, of course. So that's also what you do during a pay-per-view. Give us a list of birthdays.
A couple of birthdays. So Lady Justice Arden.
Oh, yeah.
David Arnold.
How old?
David Arnold's turning 55. He composed Spectre.
Yeah.
Gavin Barwell, who's Conservative MP for Croydon Central.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
He is 45 today. Yeah. Peter Bellingham, Elwin Bremer, Dee Caffery, Alistair Compton and Sir Richard Dearlove. Big fan of Dearlove.
Good. Let's sing happy birthday to them then.
Yeah, let's.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear
Lady Justice Arden, David Arnold, Gavin Barwell, Georg Bulsitz, Peter Bellingham, Elwin Bremer, Dee Caffery, Alistair Compton, Sir Richard Dearlove.
Happy birthday to you.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, John.
That was a diversity pay-per-view with Matt, whose diversity is that...
I'm Jewish.
Thank you. More diversity pay-per-viewing next. After the break and the traffic and the travel, we'll be helping a Kickstarter. If you've got an idea that you've put on a crowdfunding website but would like to talk about it on the radio in order to give it a little monetary kick up the arse, then we're your go-to. Get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
We'll meet one such delusional fool. Next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew? If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve. Reserve.
This WeBuyAnyCar.com advert comes with a 5-star rating. 5 stars? I'm happy with that. No, it's not down to my captivating personality and witty presenting style. WeBuyAnyCar.com has a very nice 5-star review on Trustpilot. Thanks, guys. You're too kind. Stop it. If you're happy with that, sell your car the 5-star way. Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see webuyanycar.com/info.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In January, we've got a 3 metre by 38mm dark granite laminate worktop for only £19.99 ex-VAT while stocks last. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Southbound M1, there's a lane closed due to a broken down vehicle between junction 17 for the M45 and 16 for Daventry. On the southbound M3, there's a lane closed due to an accident between junction 4A for Farnborough and 5 for Hook. On the southbound M5, there's a lane closed due to a broken down lorry between the junction with the M6 and junction 1 for West Bromwich. And the northbound A19 exit slip road is shut due to an accident at the junction with the A1018. He's back to the B1285. I'm Andrew Chaloner.
Nothing, naught, nil, or in Swedish, ingenting. There are many ways of saying zero. We think you'll particularly like our version, because with nothing comes nothing to worry about. And that's what 0% APR finance does when you buy a Volvo Select approved used car. 0% APR finance, 0% worry. And for even less hassle, we're offering 2-year servicing for just £199. Visit the Volvo Select used car event at your nearest Volvo dealership from Thursday the 26th to the 30th of January and enjoy having zero to worry about. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Offer available on used vehicles bought from 26th to 30th of January. Participating dealers. Finance subject to status. 50% minimum deposit. Minimum £6,000 to finance. 18s or over. T's and C's apply. Guarantees may be required. Volvo Car Credit.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. So Michael Fallon then, currently in the Commons, talking about the Trident missile test. Who knew? We learned now Theresa May did know about it. This, of course, was just before the vote to keep Trident or not back, just after she became Prime Minister. He's saying that the capability and effectiveness of the United Kingdom's independent nuclear deterrent is not in doubt. And that's a good job, given that Donald Trump's now got the codes. Brown toast, as well as nuclear weapons, brown toast will kill you. We know that I think Michael Fallon's saying right now, actually, and just looking at it on the screen, he's saying that the only other option is, because we need a deterrent, something needs to be able to kill. And he's saying that there is an argument for getting rid of, is an argument for getting rid of Trident and replacing the entire stock of Trident with roast potatoes, but overdone, as when launched at a country that also has fried carbohydrate capabilities, North Korea, of course, who do those underground tests with oven chips. He said we do need something to combat that, and also toast as well, burnt toast.
All dry, no. Jam, no gravy, no nothing.
No, just burnt toast is a killer. And if we fired it at other countries, then it could give those countries cancer. According to Michael Fallon, the Defence Secretary in the Commons right now. More on that, of course, in the main news at 4. It's getting very complicated, the news, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, me neither, Cornelius. But that's all right, because we're here to help by bringing you the news analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry. It's what Sheila Fogarty over on LBC would have done if she'd thought of it. Thick Fogarty, that's what we call it, as of today. So the five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables, it's the news in haikus.
Trump is peed off at the press coverage when he'd rather be peed on.
The news in haikus. Right then, what's the time? Oh look, it's coming up to 4:15. And guess what? We're here to help you. Oh, yes, we are. What we do on the programme on a regular basis is reach a helping hand out of the front of your radio grill and hold on to someone with a dream. That's right. If you've got a dream of an item or a service you'd like to launch via the medium of crowdfunding, say a Kickstarter project, then we're here to kick your Kickstarter up the arse. Come on the radio, tell us about it, talk about it, explain why you want the public coin and what your idea might be. Maybe you've got a crazy dream, a crazy notion that, I don't know, maybe you've invented a roast potato that cures cancer. Or maybe you've invented a nuclear missile that goes in the right direction. Who knows what your dream is? But I'll bet it's a Kickstarter one, and we're here to kick one right up the arse. And one such innovator is on the line now. He's called Harmandeep. Good afternoon to you, Harmandeep.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. Very good to have you on. Now, well, you know the drill. We are kicking Kickstarters up the arse. Yours is one. Tell us about it. What's your idea?
So, you know, when you have kids around, I have two kids.
Yep.
So when you stay with the kids, you always think about what they like, what they're looking for. And in fact, as being a parent of two, it is a really responsibility what they get. It is the right thing.
Yeah.
So we were discussing, my wife is very concerned about the kids. So we were just comparing what the kids have exposure these days and what we used to have when we were child.
Yeah.
So I grew up in the countryside of India, where we used to source many different materials to make our own toys and plates. So this product is similar to what I used to play. So I discussed that one of the toy with my wife, and she really liked it. And she's a designer, so we thought, why not we design something and see how it appears?
Right, so...
And she designed it, it was really what we were expecting.
So talk...
Thought, why not do it?
Talk us through the design of this. So this is for... how old are your kids, Harmandeep?
I have one 2 years yep. and one 7 years daughter.
Oh, that's not... Mine are 6 and 4, so... Yeah, about to be 7, one of them. So I kind of know, you know, I've been through this and stuff. And so I know... So talk us through what it is that you've designed.
So what it is going to be, the purpose, first of all, the purpose for this is to motivate kids for the walking.
Yeah.
If you look at today's day, the, you know, kids are engaged with lots of gadgets around. And they like sitting in the couch and watch TV or sometimes... Do you know play the games and all?
Yeah.
So this is going to have two-wheel toy, which will be operated with the steering wheel, and along with they push it right, it's like a push here.
Yep.
And they walk alone, and they can rotate right and left. It will have some indicator to more educational stuff where they can you know think about how someone drives a car and all sort of.
So this is it's a kind of I mean looking at the pictures online and so on and so forth. So it's a sort of it teaches them or helps them to walk. Is that initially? That's the gist of it. Yeah,
that's right. It's like a motivation. Like if you look at the 2 years kid, right?
Yeah,
he will carry it, and then when he walk it. And the special thing we are going to have in this is the distance tracking, where it will motivate them. Right, if they, for example, they are going in the shopping center or you know supermarket, instead of sitting on their pushchair, they can hold this and walk along with the parents.
Yeah,
it will motivate them to walk it, and they can share with the kids, other friends. Like I walked today 1 kilometer, 1 mile, and you know they can share with this. It's more social interactive with other same age group. So I guess to just motivate. To walk around wherever they go, and this other things they can carry anywhere, wherever they go, shopping centers or the on the beach.
Yeah, what makes it different? Because I remember when my children were learning to walk, and we had a not like this, but it was something they could hold on to and push along, essentially, like a little mobile activity center.
Yeah.
So, what makes this different to anything else that's out there already?
Oh, that is limited to when they. Start learning it, right?
Yeah.
It is when they learn it, and then they can use it to, you know, walk more around wherever they go. It.
Is that the hooter on it? No?
Yeah. So they can walk along with that. It is not limited to they learn it. It is more like they walk more around wherever they go.
Yeah, I see. So
like if you can see the scooters these days, right?
So, yeah.
What kids do is they really like it, but thing is they carry it and then they ride on that. And for example, the kids like 3 years or 4 years, they like to stand on that, and then parents are pulling them.
Yeah.
So when it doesn't have anything they can stand on, right?
So they essentially they are pushing it along. So it's kind of exercise in a way, isn't it? As well.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, which kind of gets them off the couch, as you say, and off the tablet.
That's right.
I mean, to keep them interested, you said it's got a tracker, distance tracking. Does that mean then that that they can? Does the unit itself track it, or are you enticing them in with an app, sort of saying where you can?
No. That's the idea. At this case, we don't want to have any dependency with the mobile phone or something like that.
Good.
It will be typical hardware on the in the toy itself, which will track it.
Yeah.
We give the count, okay, ticker on that, and then they can reset whenever they want to zero, and then when they walk again, they can see they have, you know, in 1 month they probably walked 10 miles or 15 miles. It depends on where they go, right? And they can carry in the garden also. They need not to be dependent on where they want to use it. They can use anywhere within house walking. In the living room, right? So
essentially, it works like a... So the goal, if you like, to get them interested is the fact it's a tracker. It can say, right, all right, you've walked this many steps. And as a kid, of course, you know, they can maybe get a reward for that or whatever.
Exactly, yeah.
You should have something on there with a reward. You know, like the old carrot and the stick. Maybe you could attach a stick to the front and just have a Haribo or something hanging off it. which would entice the child to just walk towards the Haribo. A bit like the, you know, the classic.
That's really good idea.
Yeah.
We're collecting all these kind of feedbacks, right? So
yeah.
We are working to enhance it wherever possible, but it's a good idea.
But also you can adapt it, because I have been thinking about this, you can adapt it for old people as well, because old people use like Zimmer frames and stuff to walk around, don't they, sometimes? So you could adapt it for that as an exercise tool for old people, maybe a physiotherapy kind of occupational therapy kind of tool as well.
That's interesting, yeah. You think in that direction, yeah. Thank you.
Because it's not, you know, I'm just trying to help. I'm just trying to help. And it's so. What's it called? What's it called?
So goal at the moment. You're talking about Kickstarter goal, right?
Yep.
So at the moment, it is the £25,000.
Yep.
Where we already in touch with the many manufacturers. We are at the final stage. The only thing is we need to do the bulk, you know, the production of the product so that we can reduce the cost.
Yeah, of course, in bulk. Yeah, yeah. So it's called. This is Wheelo, right? That's what we're calling it, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So it's sort of. I suppose it's like a kid's. You know, is it right? It's like a kid's companion. It's not an alternative to a bike at all or a scooter. It's something different entirely because it's a sort of it's a tracker that they can. And as you say, it's got it's a steering wheel on top. So hey, you could use it to teach them to learn to drive eventually.
Yeah, it is sort of like the other way around. If I am driving and my kid at the back seat, he is sitting, right? Ideal.
Yeah.
So instead of he's getting more, he can hold this one as well. So he can follow me what I try to, for example, I'm taking right or left. So he will learn that kind of thing. Of course, he'll not learn the driving, but he can enjoy that, you know, simulation kind of thing.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, we wish you well with it. I mean, so if we go on to Kickstarter, we can search for Wheelo. Is that right? And then we'll kind of find out all about it. And that's where...
That's right. And I have a website called Wheelotoys.co,
Wheelotoys.uk. Okay, fine. Well, good. Look, thanks for talking to us. There it is. That's Harmandeep's idea. Basically, it's a distance tracker for kids that keeps them interested, gets them off the couch, gets them walking. If you've got an idea of how to get children off a couch as a Kickstarter, I don't know, maybe a sharp stick or some electricity. Whatever your idea is, then why not get in touch with us? And any Kickstarter idea you've got, any dream will do, as someone once said. You can get in touch 8722.
That's start your message with the word talk.
The sentence there, but never mind. Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with anywhere you like.
Jumping in a bit quick there, but anyway. It's Kickstarters, Kicked Up the Arse on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Right then. Time almost for Sam Delaney. But Sam Delaney, not here. Instead, Friday's Yasmin Star Trek II The Wrath of Khan is here on a Monday.
Ain't no Delaney today.
What magic is this?
It's witchcraft.
Yes. Yes, it is.
We've done a swap.
He did Friday, of course, didn't he? Yeah,
yes.
And you're doing Monday.
Yeah,
fine. Good.
We just switched it up.
More than happy with that,
yeah.
Frankly.
Yeah, it was great for me to have a Friday off. First one in nearly a year.
There you go.
Yeah. Bit of swapping action. How are you?
I'm all right, thanks.
This music bed.
Yes.
The beginning of it, can I just say, every time I hear it, I think of Natalie Imbruglia's Torn.
Do you?
Yes.
You think of Natalie Imbruglia's Torn, do
yes,
you?
Yes, I do.
I've got a story about Natalie Imbruglia, I can tell you.
Is it one for air?
No.
Didn't think so. Another time.
Yes,
then.
Another time.
So,
what's on the show, Yasmin?
Monday on Drive Time. So we're kicking off. We're talking to the leader of the Women's Equality Party about the marches.
Yep.
And about what our female PM going to see Trump and what she should or shouldn't be saying. Because do you go into the room and go, listen, Donald, this is how it's going to be. This is what you can and cannot say about women. Mm. Do you stand your ground or do you think, no, you cut straight to, is that going, I'm going in as the windy woman? No. Why should it be seen like that?
Is she going to talk about women's issues specifically or is she just going to go, talk about other stuff and just avoid that particular orange elephant in the room?
I think he will already be in the room.
Yeah,
won't she?
Yeah.
No, she's not going specifically to talk about women's issues.
I just wonder if it's sort of, she'll, while it is very important, of course, especially with his attitude,
yeah.
But will she take the view of going, that's a man whose views I disagree with, you can't argue, because he's just like that.
Yeah.
So let's, you know, talk about the relationship with Britain instead and avoid it. I don't know. It's an interesting one.
I think her take is, well, the strongest statement that she can make is she is a woman.
Yeah.
And therefore, you know, that is the statement. She's a female leader and that's it. Yeah. I'm kind of buying that. For me, that's not enough.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. So discussing that. All right, good.
We're also toast. It kill you?
I've said this. If you're the wrong shade of brown, Yasmin Khan,
yeah,
you know,
it often happens.
People will die. And that's the problem, isn't it? That's what we're learning about today. You see, toast is racist now.
Toast has always been racist.
It isn't. So
skin shade is in toast.
We are told that, and again, it's a Donald Trump thing.
Why isn't it white toast that can kill you? No,
no,
it's
no.
Brown toast.
It's brown toast, isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah, that's right. And I think Donald Trump's already said people should be building a wall across their kitchen, making the brown toast pay for it.
It's outrageous.
Isn't it?
It's an outrage. So toast, can it kill you? I am fed up, and I'm quite all about the health and healthy eating and all this, but I get fed up every day we get told, this is good for you, this is not good for you, bloody, bloody, blah.
We spoke to someone earlier from Cancer Research, their senior health information officer, who said it is there's no evidence for it. It's just a case of they're saying it because these things are bad for you anyway. It's moderation, everything in moderation. And only mice that they've not even fed chips to, but injected with the actual thing. So she said, it's not the same. Don't feed mice chips.
Don't give mice chips. No. That's fair advice. Yeah. Also talking about online dating frauds, because people go online, pose as somebody else, and it's not just about breaking someone's heart, it's about taking all their money. So talking about that as well. And selfies as art. Can they be an art form? Because Saatchi Gallery seem to think so.
Well, self-portraits go back quite a long time,
yeah,
so I'm guessing so, yeah.
It's a different
Ask Van Gogh.
Yeah.
Right, that's it from us. We're back tomorrow between 1 and 4 o'clock on Talk Radio in the afternoon. Jasmine's with you next with Drive. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.